want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wet the whistle. Yeah.
Summertime and the living is easy.
Sure is.
Oh.
I don't know why I always like to sing at the beginning of this pre-show.
It's a good place for it.
It is.
Goodbye, Alan. Goodbye, Olive. That's all I wanted to say.
Yes.
King and Osmond.
Alan King I knew.
Olive Osmond.
Yeah. Mother of Donnie.
Yes. Squeezed them all out.
Yeah.
Even the deaf one.
How many? How many total Osmonds?
100? How many Osmonds are?
65.
Nine kids.
Isn't there eight?
Nine kids survived. She lost a couple.
Well, why are we talking about this when the comedy mind is gone?
Right. Yeah.
Inside the comedy mind is
now, gone. Now, Mike, see, this is the debate. Who's more important, Olive Osmond or Alan King?
Well, Olive
Point, counterpoint, idiot point. I'll take Olive Osmond.
And you know I'll take Alan King.
Because she's given us so much.
Well, what if I
say... How many appearances on the Ed Sullivan Show for Alan King? I think a record holder.
How many
albums? The Osmond.
What's that?
How many appearances for the Osmonds on Andy Williams?
How many did Olive sing on?
In a way, all of them.
In a way, yes.
Her soul. She was that bad apple, Mike.
You know, if you're going to make that argument, then you're going to add significance when Dorothy Letterman leaves.
But what of the irony that Olive left us on Mother's Day?
You're starting right up today, aren't you?
Yes, he is.
You know, he is. That's just getting more noticeable every week. I'll tell you that right now.
He is, but come on, cut him some slack. He had a unique...
The softening of his shoulders.
unique weekend.
It was only he can express it.
And he doesn't even know how bad he might have it. That boy, Rob. I'll tell you why. I made the mistake yesterday of mentioning to my wife, in passing.
Don't do that.
One of our neighbors in the neighborhood, the open house yesterday, I made the mistake. I never asked my wife any of these questions like this. I said, you know, how much did they sell their house for?
Huh.
And she told me, I was, I don't know, maybe we should think about selling our house. I mean, you know, just... Maybe it's time to get out. Bart's, off for college, back for the summer, but a smaller place. It's just something I threw out there.
Uh-huh.
I just threw it out there. Next thing you know, she's up this morning. She's making plans. She's thinking, we got to get rid of stuff in the house. And then here's the thing. She calls me up. She goes, hi, I think I found the perfect place. I said, where? What are you talking about? She said, the house right next door. I'm at Carrie's. The house right next door. Robin Carriage is for sale.
Oh, wow.
And I said, oh, baby, we would become the Flintstones.
The dream.
We would be the Flintstones and the Rubble.
Wow.
Wow.
So, when you moving?
Yeah, okay, so that's just think about that, Rob.
We gotta
handle that.
What could possibly go wrong?
We gotta handle that. Yesterday was Mother's Day.
It was.
Do you have some jokes?
I spent a fortune on Mom this year.
Tell me, Mr. Shannon.
I bought her a tank of gas.
Uh-huh.
Here's one that's really not funny and also is really, by my way of thinking, in poor taste.
All right.
Amber was the winner on Survivor All-Stars last night. CBS says the next Survivor series might be the toughest, most grueling ever. It's called Survivor Iraqi Prison.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
Like the you get fired for that.
Jesus.
Shock jock.
Hold on. Mike, or Mr. Drysdale.
Yes, Mr. Shannon.
Nick Warnock from The Apprentice was hired by the Oakland Raiders to sell luxurious suites at Oakland Coliseum. Now, the Raiders have also announced they're signed Omarosa as offensive tackle.
You know, this is all Bay Area stuff. Yeah. This is definitely Bay. Well, where's the Barry Bonds?
No, there's no Barry Bonds. But that is, I hate to stand up for Bitman, and that's the name of this ridiculous service, but that is a true story that the guy from The Apprentice got hired by the Raiders.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's true.
But he got hired by Donald Trump.
No, what? No, no. The guy who lost on The Apprentice.
Oh, the guy that lost to...
The guy that was second or third or fourth or fifth. I don't know. Whatever guy he was.
I didn't watch The Apprentice.
I didn't either.
Comedically, it would only follow that Omarosa would be an offensive tackle.
It's been reported that more meth labs are being found in motel rooms. In fact, Motel 6 has changed their slogan. It now is, "We leave the Bunsen burner on for you."
Wow.
Oh. Hey now.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Oh, thanks. Singers.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you,
Singers. You can call Don and Mike.
Don't ever do that again.
From anywhere in America.
What, read jokes?
877-365-3636.
Go into the real opening after, just after one of those jokes. Sounds too real. Sounds like we're really using them.
We are. I got news for you. It's the first 5 minutes of the show every day.
Yeah, but you used it like a dicker.
Oh, no. Oh,
like a butt.
You took me too seriously.
Hold on. I don't want to give you the wrong impression.
No. Yeah. That may be better if you say, "Those jokes sucked."
See, what if I thought they didn't suck?
Steve, you know they suck.
No, Mike, these are great.
Oh, God.
It's been reported that Israeli organized crime syndicates are targeting Vegas casinos. You can tell an Israeli syndicate is taking over a casino because at the roulette table, they use matzo balls.
Hey, now! See, that would be horrible.
Yeah.
But these are awful. You know they're awful. Yeah. I know they're
awful.
Everyone
knows. This is true.
Everybody knows they're awful.
Okay.
Who doesn't read jokes? You know, real life is much funnier than certainly than this. You
often.
Know, how would you like the thought that I'm going to be living next door to Rob?
That's hilarious.
I think it's fantastic. I think it might, in the long run, it might actually work out real well for you guys.
Yeah, no joke service can be that funny, because that's real.
You know, neither one of you would ever probably have to sleep on the couch.
True enough.
Hey, now!
Oh.
The Don and Mike Show.
Perfect.
Oh, no, that was too forced.
It was?
That was forced.
Ice Dam, you heard it.
I heard the Ice Dam, but it's only because you thought we started
happy
the show.
Happy Monday. Yeah. Here we go.
It's only because we started the show.
Thanks, no, listen,
no,
here we go.
Hold on. This is the whole reason for the pre-show.
This is the warm-up?
Yeah, this is... Just don't worry about it. Let's just let it happen.
There you go.
You know what? That's the sign right there. That's a good sign to start the show. He walked away from the microphone.
Hey, now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Your neighbor.
God.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
I'll tell you the... Oh, here we go.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Julia.
Kill them.
These guys live on the other side.
Yes,
there they are. Here it is.
From a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
But it's nice, even though they live on the other side.
Yeah.
The tunnel connects to my house. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs.
Neighbor.
And all the ships at sea.
Grand.
I enjoyed their proposal to each other last night. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Hello.
Everybody, Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Monday. 05/10/04.
Hi, Don and Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, bud. Yep, it's May 10th, 2/04.
Yeah.
Call us from anywhere in America, if you please, at 877-365-3636. From Canada, always be calling 800-636-1067. That's a different phone number because you're in Canada. Washington, D.C. on WJFK FM, 202-432-1067. This whole thing about moving in next to Rob is highly premature.
Mm-hmm.
It was just... I just got the call an hour ago. I'm just reacting to the call. Nothing's been done. No house has been sold. No house has been bought. Uh-huh. No, nothing has happened. Nothing has happened.
Why are you telling? You seem concerned. Well, I think it's. Are you concerned of appearances? What are you worried about here? I mean, it's a nice house. Rob lives in a nice neighborhood.
I don't. Yeah, Rob has a nice neighborhood.
Sure.
Rob has a very nice neighborhood. It's just a lot. it just started with me mentioning what this is why.
Don't think out loud.
They want you to talk to them, right. But this is why you really shouldn't talk to them. This is why you shouldn't.
So you're saying you mentioned in passing that it might be a because your neighbor's got a good price on their house.
Yeah,
it might be a good time. It is a seller's market.
Yeah, blah blah. And now look what happened.
It is.
Look what happened. Now look at this. Now the next thing, an hour later, it's a, and listen. Who knows? Maybe I will end up living next door to Rob.
Of course. But,
that's the way it should be.
But that's
the natural order of things.
But that is certainly the last thing that I would have thought she would have come at me with. The
right.
last thing. And also...
Now, there's always that possibility. Do you think she's playing you a little bit or what?
No. She said to me, she said, listen, and she didn't call me up and say, hey, we got to buy this house, you know, blah, blah, blah. She just said, you know the house next door to Rob and Karen is for sale.
For sale.
I said, yeah. She said...
Now, would you guys do the phone calls, or would it be...
Oh, we'd have to...
next... I mean, you probably watch most television together.
Yeah. I would think. We would probably meet at the fence. Yeah. You know, at the...
No, it would be one night, one person's house, the next night, and then your wives, who also get along very well, would be at the other house. That's the way it would be.
And that's why I said it's like Fred and Barney, then.
And your house probably would be the one that you guys would hang out at, because it would be not the kids' house, you see?
Right, mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. And then Rob and I'd be talking the juice can and the string. Hello, come in.
Well, you could use...
Did you see that?
You could use walkie-talkies.
That's right.
You know the kind people use in shopping malls?
I know we could. Anyway, it was just something that my wife threw out. It's something she threw out.
You like it.
So
you like the idea. I can tell by the way you're reacting.
Hello?
You're saying you deny it, but you like the idea.
What?
I thought it's closer in. It's smaller. We were talking about downsizing.
Yes, I know.
Moving a little closer to town.
I know. I know. Listen, you know what you're going to end up doing, and you keep in mind that there are people whose lives and feelings are at stake here. You're going to make me play a game of chicken with you on this, and my game of chicken would be... I'd like to live next door to Rob.
There you go.
Your move.
So,
kind of
like...
looking for a house, too?
Well, no, because it's really not a buyer's market. If you're selling and buying, it's a great thing. If you're just buying, it's not a buyer's market.
Yeah, but you have to... I mean, you plan on buying, don't you?
I do definitely plan on buying.
Well, there you go. You might want to buy our house, and then we could buy the one next to Rob.
Oh no, honey, that's too much. Like that's too much stuff in family. You don't do that. You know, like you don't give our house to Mike.
I think it's a lovely idea.
Why not?
Well, I couldn't.
I'd love to be closer in. I hate this traffic.
I couldn't gouge Mike. Gouge whatever sap it is.
True.
If we did happen to sell this house, I wouldn't.
Your house is out of my price range.
I couldn't gouge Mike.
I was talking to my business partner, the guy that I do a lot of work with, is in that business, and he's telling me it's an incredible market right now. You put your house on the market, bam, it gets sold.
Anyway, here's all I'm saying to you, honey, and all of this, I know we're just talking, but think about it. I'm
thinking unorthodox, Cincinnati, and I'm seriously thinking unorthodox.
You're buying a church?
No.
What?
No.
What?
No. I'm not even going to say it. I will think way too much crap.
Say it. Say it.
I am thinking seriously about an unorthodox way of living.
Hold on. I might go with Frida. Frida said houseboat. Is that what you said, honey?
Yes.
I'll go with that as well.
Yeah.
That was it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why not?
You too well.
How did you know that, honey?
Why not?
I know him.
A good guess.
Kids would have a blast on it when they see me, which is not nearly as much as they have the regular house to where they live with their mother, and with daddy it would be a picnic. And then, you know, I'd love to be on the water.
Captain Mike.
I could take it up the Maine.
And that's funny.
Hey, hoy.
That's funnier than me living next door to Rob. You living on a boat.
In a few years when you retire, you don't even have to sell your house. You just move it down.
I just take it down, you know, and it'd be big enough where I could, it'd be small enough where I could transport it.
I dare you. I'll buy the house next door to Rob if you buy a boat and live on a boat.
I don't care if you buy the house next door to Rob, but I'm serious. I was looking at it the other day and I was like, man, there's so many amenities in those boats now.
A lot of people do that.
And the tax benefit, is amazing.
Yep.
Well, darling, listen, make no mistake that whatever we do, you know, as always, you call the shots on that end in our life. It works out great. But, you know, here's the thing, and I also mentioned this to her last night. This is another reason you shouldn't say anything to your wife. He said, you put all this money in the house, like you have the bathroom done and all this other stuff.
I asked you this question 6 months ago, and you said, no, I don't want to leave that house.
Well, you know.
And now you throw it out there.
Well, only because I said one thing to you last night.
I know, but I told you 6 months ago it was a buyer's market.
It's a huge buyer. It's the biggest buyer's market.
Well, it's always a buyer's market.
I told you 6 months ago that.
Okay. I said,
so make your choice. Do you want to stay here? Do you want me to work on the house?
But and you didn't give me the option of living next door to the Spiewaks.
And let me warn you that this is not the last thing that's going to be done on this house. But, you know, if we stay here.
Guy, buddy of mine's in the business, right. put a house on the market on Saturday afternoon. They had a contract about an hour later.
They go that fast?
And they signed, sealed, and delivered by Sunday morning.
What I just got was a threat. You hear that? What was her threat? It was the threat. Know this, that if we stay in the house that we're in, she's going to spend more money on it.
I got more plans.
So either move or there'll be more construction guys.
I'd like a small house. I mean, are you having a big house or done?
Just do it. Do it. Sell our house. Buy the house next door to Rob and Carrie. Do it.
I'll have you in by Friday.
My neighbor.
Hello.
Well, the only downside is I can't sell this house till the bathroom is done. So that might be...
3 weeks, honey. 3 weeks.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Okay. All right. Remember, that's your fault. All right. Love you. And great Mother's Day yesterday. It was. We had a very nice family dinner.
Thank God for you. I mean, thank God for... You're not even my son. I don't know if you know that or not, but you're not. But you are the one that I get the wonderful present from. You're the reason I look forward to Mother's Day.
Well, he tried.
He tried?
Talking about the boy. I know that
he prepared something.
There was nothing.
He had a card.
There was a card.
Oh, he had good. A card. He forgot it.
Yeah.
He forgot it.
Yeah. He's got a summer job. He works in a little store. He couldn't have picked me up, you know, toenail clippers. He couldn't have picked me up a keychain.
Mm-hmm. I know.
All right.
Are your shoulders stiff right now?
Why is that?
It has not, darling, I swear, it has nothing to do with you.
I will get all the inside jokes when we live next door to the Spiewak. I will be much more in the loop.
No, you won't be.
Yes, I will.
No, you won't be. All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
I love you. Bye. There she goes.
My wacky neighbor.
Do you know what I bought my mother?
What? Oh, and how was your trip to Connecticut with your daughters?
Fantastic.
Oh, good.
You know what I bought my mother?
Life preserver?
A television set.
Hey!
Very nice.
Good.
Is that
nice.
A good son?
Yeah, that is.
It's not a car, of course. She's 84. I bought her a brand new television.
Color?
Don't get picky. You know, she remembers the, you know, the days of black and white.
Sure.
Now it's a nice television.
You buy a TV for someone in their 80s, somewhere in their 80s, and I did this for my mother-in-law and my father-in-law when he was alive. Got him the nice satellite, hooked him up with a nice TV. All they cared about is, where's 2, 4, 5, and 9?
Right. No, I would no more buy a satellite system or anything like that. And you know what? In my hometown, this is how cute she is. She says, you know, I know you could go to the big store, like the one of the Best Buys or the Circuit City. Go to Mr. Melzen's. Mr. Melzen, his son still comes out and helps me if I have a problem with it. You know, I know they're more expensive, but I've been doing business with them for, you know, that's a bygone era.
Yeah,
that's neat. I like that. And so I bought a 20-inch television set. It cost me $1,500.
Yeah. Reasonable.
But your mom's, you should have.
And I wasn't a flat screen either.
You should have gone to Best Buy.
No, it
would have gone to Best Buy.
Believe me, with her, it's enough to get her to even agree.
Yeah.
To let me get her something.
I know.
It's very difficult.
Outstanding. And Buzz, how was your Father's Day or Mother's Day with the cats?
Mother's Day was fine. The cats, you know, got their gifts and flowers.
And their gift, like every year, they get a bath.
Yes.
Tongue bath from Daddy Buzz.
It's always the same Mother's Day at Buzz. The cats all get baths, and then Buzz has a horrible coughing fit at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And he has to go in the shower, uh-huh. And he gets sick. And
yeah, one thing leads to another.
Everything happens out in the shower.
Yeah.
This weekend that I had was great and not great.
Peaceful, right?
Yeah, because my wife went to her mother's house. You know, they all went to a big pilgrimage there, and I was just there. Mm-hmm. So just the boy and I, and the only job that I was given was we finally got him to unload his car from college. He had everything that he owned at college, packed it all into his car, and came home until he goes back like in August. So we kept saying, get this crap out of your car.
Right.
So it is every piece of clothing that he brought with him, plus whatever he got when he was down there. And he like goes to thrift shops and buys junk all the time.
Sure.
I think maybe 17 loads of laundry.
Wow.
That were done by my wife and
17?
By my wife, myself, and my son. And the job that Frida gave me before she left to go to her mom's for the day on Saturday was all of this stuff has to be put away. by the time I get back. That's what I want for Mother's Day. And there were piles of stuff all over our house with my kids' clothes. And he waited and just kept putting it off and putting it off.
The instruction was to your son, not to you.
No, yeah, but the instruction was to my son, but really I'm there with him.
Your job to get it done whatever way you get it done. Right?
Yeah, and the way that I got it done was the first day I said, hey, come on, you got to do that laundry, pal. Do the laundry. Dad, I'll do it. I'll handle it. Dad, didn't I tell you I'd handle school? Dad, didn't I tell you that I'd handle getting a job? I'll handle it. I'll handle it. Well, it gets to be, you know, yesterday is 3 o'clock. And we're going to dinner in a couple of hours with Mom. So I go, right. I go, hey, hello, you know, where are you at on this? And I love the tone that I get from my son. Right. No matter what I could say to him, and today it's beautiful, sunny, 95. I could say, man, it's great outside. And the first thing he would say was, no, it's not. Just because he's at that know-it-all stage.
Right.
I came out and go, hey, come on, bud. Get going with this clothes. Stop making me break your balls here. Hey, and then he raised the voice. Dad, I said I would. I said, okay, you've been saying you would all weekend. Do it now. And then it, you know, ends up with me going, see what you made me do. Do it now. you made me yell at you. So, and then I had another thing with him over.
Did he get it done?
Yeah, he did.
Good.
Yes, he did at 4:15 p.m. yesterday. The last pause. I love him. I love him. But, man, God damn, I thought I was a procrastinator.
Yeah.
He absolutely outdoes me. And then we're playing the Madden football game because I think I'm a little better than I used to be. So we play, and the first time we play, I don't know, I'm the 75 Rams. That's my team that I play with.
Right.
He's the Falcons with Michael Vick. And he beats me like 30-0. And I said, oh, well, listen, that's not fair. You're better than me. You know,
I sound like I will always be you.
Joe Crawford's kid.
Right.
I said, and you're Michael Vick. And in this Madden game, if you're Michael Vick, really there are superhuman tricks that you can do if you're Michael Vick. And he's the best guy to be in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the team that Bart plays with all the time.
So you have no way of winning.
Right. So I said to him, be somebody else. Just if you know, you're so much better than me, be an awful team.
Yeah.
And let's see what happens. So we played. I was the Rams, and he was Cleveland. I beat him. He said, after like one quarter, he said, I want to quit. I want another time. I want to be the Jets. So we played again. He was the Jets, and I'm the Rams. I beat him again after the first quarter. Then he said, okay, listen, forget it. You're too good when you're the Rams. So the only thing I can say is that I have to be Michael Vick and the Atlanta Falcons. I said, fine, let's play again.
Right, again.
So?
Can you... You can't be... where you're Michael Vick and the Falcons, and he's Michael Vick and the Falcons.
Yes, we could be. But I enjoy being the team that I play with. For whatever reason, I've chosen the 75 Rams. They're the team that I play with.
Roman Gabriel?
Too
late for that.
I think it's Pat Hayden and Vince Ferragamo.
Why that team?
The
75 Rams. White uniforms or the orange?
The white uniform. The white with the blue and the good old Rams helmets. Yep, and they say, you know, on the game they say, you know, welcome to Los Angeles.
Yeah,
you know,
Los Angeles Coliseum.
Even though you're playing in the dome in St. Louis.
Right.
Where the signs inside
weird.
Stadium say, well, anyway. We're playing this game, the fifth time we're playing. He's Michael Vick and the Falcons, and I'm my team, the Rams, and... We're having a real good competitive game. We're playing all the way through to the fourth quarter.
Excellent.
And there's like 2 minutes left. I'm winning by 4. It's a close game. He's playing a good game. I'm playing a good game. Frankly, I'm a little over my head. I'm playing better than I normally do. I luck out with a pass. I throw a pass up in the air. The guy catches it, goes for a touchdown. And here's all I said. As the guy was running towards the end zone, because he was absolutely by himself, and I pressed the button to make him high step and dance, I went, la, la, la. And Bart said, that's it. I'm not playing anymore. I said, what are you talking about? He said, I thought we were not going to have any trash talk. I said, wait, hold on. La, la, la isn't trash talk. He said,
it's gay trash talk.
He said, oh, yes, it is. I said, no, hold on. Let's go back in time. I complete the pass and the halfback is wide open. As he's running down with nobody in sight, I make him dance and I go, la, la, la. He said, well, that's it, because what you're doing, and he didn't like to be beaten at the game by me. And then he has to say, and besides...
Well, that's not trash talk. It's taunting. You'd be fined in the NFL for that.
And then he says to me, after I say, well, forget it then. Let's just not play, because I wasn't trash talking. I went, la, la, la. I think I said gay. That's about the gayest thing I could say. He said, well, it doesn't really matter anyway, because, you know, I'm not really playing like I really could. Anyway.
Well, there you go.
And I said, wait a minute.
You get mad at
I said, wait a minute, hold on. What, you dumbed down your level to play with me? Is that what you're saying now? Because the way I've seen it, I've beaten you at this game the last four times we played it. And now that you're getting beat again, now you tell me it's what? Because your poor father can't play this game and you have to play like at a retarded level? And he said, well, yeah. And I just said, let's not play this game anymore.
Right. Oh,
let's just not play this game
anymore.
Well,
that ended badly.
No, it didn't. Because then he came back. You know, he and I are the same. Oh. You know, I mean, I got mad, he got mad. And so we leave for like 5 minutes. And then I just said, well, listen, we got to put this behind us. And he said, okay, I'm fine. I said, we can't ruin Mother's Day for Mom.
Right.
He said, okay, that's fine. I said, here's the thing. We're both very competitive. You're better than me at that game. I'm getting a little better. Maybe we just shouldn't play Madden. I said, when we play Madden, we always fight. He said, all right, very good. We went up to our separate corners. 5 minutes later, he says, hey, Dad, you want to play? And I said, sure. We went back and we played. And it was fine.
Right.
It was fine. You know, who's keeping track? I won. I won. But who's keeping track?
Well, it's nice to have him at the level now where it is competitive.
Oh, it's more than competitive.
Where he's not a little kid anymore.
Because he's ridiculous good at it. Yeah. He knows what all the buttons do and absolutely
right.
Everything. And then I'm ordering flowers and... What is it that my wife likes? She's crazy. Organic. If it's natural, Mom, and organic, she likes it.
Like an organic flower?
So I ordered her organic flowers and organic fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And I called, like, whatever the flower number is, and it was busy, and I was like, your call is important to us. BS is not important to you. If it was important, you'd pick up the friggin' phone. I know it's the day before Mother's Day, but
right. Come
on, you know, because your choices are you do it on the net or you do it on the phone, or you just go to the flower place.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So after I got frustrated calling whatever 1-800 number it was, I go to the flower store, and they got some nice arrangements, but it's like... people selling water and bread when there's no power.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's the day before Mother's Day. It's like a dozen roses, $110. You were kidding me.
You go down to the guy in the station wagon and get them for $5.99.
Yeah,
dozen.
Right. Uh-huh. I said, no.
Of course, you know, you put them in water and half an hour later they're dead.
I said, forget it. I go back home. Here's the point of the story. I go back on the internet. I find a good deal. It says overnight shipping, even, you know, like if you're getting it at 1 o'clock on Saturday, it'll be there on Sunday. Great. I do the thing. Hit the buttons, do the thing, boom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm chilling out, phone rings, woman goes, hi, this is so-and-so from the organic place. I go, hey, how you doing? She said, we just need, your credit card was no good. Now, at this point, what I should have done, this is why I'm lucky, I'm so friggin' stupid. I should have said to her, prove to me who you are.
Right.
Tell me what it is that you want. Instead, you know what I said? Hold on just a second. I believe that was American Express, and I didn't give her a chance to respond. I just said, 1158-487-3527-432.
Was she legit?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Yeah, and I'll give you the answer in a second. I had to sweat it out. Now, and she says, expiration date? I go, you know, 0403 or whatever. She says, all right, well, the one number was not correct. Thank you. Bye. Click. She hangs up. I go, as soon as I hang up the phone, I said,
yeah.
Oh
no!
I should not have done that. You know, I
fraud.
I should not have offered. Mm-hmm. Now, yes, I did just order something for my wife on the internet, but I should have asked her what numbers she had to my credit card rather than me just. So then I went, oh, no problem. I'll just star 69,
uh-huh.
Right? I star 69. I get that boop boop boop. The number you reached is not in the... And I look,
more paranoia.
And I look on the phone for the caller ID, and it says out of area. So I go, oh. Now I'm back. I'm going back on the web, trying to go to the site where I originally ordered the thing from,
right.
Trying to find a phone number. And as I'm looking on this website, I'm seeing nowhere is there a telephone number.
Oh, boy.
That it's all... right. And I'm thinking, oh, God. And... at that point...
she's at the department store already.
Yeah, I'm thinking of those ads on TV,
yeah,
right?
The identity theft.
Right, where they've got the woman and there's a fat guy's voice and going like,
right.
You know, I went and bought the nicest shoes today. Well, I call the credit card company and they say, we don't see anything unusual. They say, do you see anything from an organic flower? And gives the nothing showed up yet. I went, okay. She said, we'll keep you abreast. I said,
oh, man.
Okay. So all day, I'm waiting, and I'm waiting. And these things never show up. It's 5 o'clock and they never show up. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm such a dope. Somebody just bought a Learjet and is flying to, you know, flying to Guatemala now on my dime.
Oh, my God.
Because it's 5 o'clock and my son and I are leaving to go meet my wife. She was working yesterday. Right. So we meet her downtown to have dinner. We get back home, but thank God it's there.
Yeah.
It's there. And I overreacted.
Well, you know, it's their fault, too.
I overreacted with Frida because she had no idea. I mean, if she's listening now, she's just hearing this about this credit card thing.
Of course.
That for 2 days, I was 24 hours a day, I was convinced that the number, that I was just an idiot and just gave some shopper somewhere my number. And when we got home, I said, oh, thank God. Thank God. Look at your organic fruit is here.
It's not a theft.
Thank God. She said, well, it's nice. I said, no. Oh, God.
Started crying.
It finally showed up.
You wept out loud.
Look at that. Is that wonderful? La, la, la. La, 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 la. And then we got a break. And then we can talk about Survivor. Survivor. Sopranos.
Yeah.
You watch them both?
I watched the last hour of Survivor, and I watched The Sopranos, yeah. Which I enjoyed it once again.
I like the ending, I'll say that.
Yeah, it was, you know, I'm enjoying The Sopranos, probably a little more than you are, but I'm enjoying The Sopranos. And
well, I dig the fact that I recognize the fact that Tony has issues.
Yes.
It's just, you know, you're not talking to a retard here. I understand Tony has issues. Uh-huh. For me, it took an awful long time to get from Tony's issues to
right.
the manifesting themselves at the very end.
That was terrific.
You know, but it was like you wasted 40 minutes. Why not just have Tony realize this and then go over and realize Janice is happy and then have him ruin her life?
It was a lot of different layers with The Sopranos last night. As long as... I have one question, specific question.
Yeah?
When Carm sees her old lover at the school, the guy she had the love affair with,
when she says...
What's with the freeze frame? I didn't get that either.
What the hell was that about?
I can't never do that.
This is what I think. I think it's the dumb...
I've never done it.
It's the producer trying to give you some sort of a thought, like, why did she say that? Did she say that because she might get back together with Tony?
Then that's not, you know, I maintain. First of all, she's not a handsome woman to start with, but she's not a woman who should be freeze framed. Not by any stretch of the imagination.
We'll pick this up in a second, but also, you know, The Sopranos... Who wasn't disappointed last night when it said, next week, the final three episodes?
Yes. Is that going to be it?
That's
it. Down to three.
That's it. And, hello, what about the guy that was giving the to the security guard? What about that guy?
Yeah, meanwhile, he's at Bada Bing watching the strippers.
Yeah, watching Tony beat up that same guy that Tony beats up like every 3 years.
We've established the fact that he's bisexual.
And what about Meadow's boyfriend?
Where's he gone?
I don't know.
He wasn't in the episode.
This is typical of this show. Over the years, if you look at the years it's been on, there are many unresolved storylines. It's just that they go away long enough, they hope we forget them.
Well, mm-hmm. I didn't forget.
I know. You never forget.
I didn't forget. Right, never forget.
Hi, this is Wolfgang Juretzek.
Hi, Wolfgang.
From Germany.
Hi.
Never forget.
We won't.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right, one call before the break. Lisa, you are on the air. Lisa.
Hey, I'm here.
Hold on, Lisa. Here you go. I got the tape for you.
Lisa, you are on the air.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
I just want to let you guys know that it has to do with the director. I think his name is Mike Figgis, F-I-G-G-I-S, who directed that episode. And his directing style has to do with that slow motion.
Did you call about the director one other time?
No, I didn't.
Are you making this up?
No, I...
All right, hold on. Hold on, please. Then say hello to a guy named Kevin. Who says it's another thing? Kevin.
I just think it's a homage from Goodfellas, like when they do the flash, I don't know, they do those freeze frames.
I think you're both nuts. I don't buy either one.
No, I'll tell you why. There's a television board, a forum called televisionwithoutpity.com.
Hold on, you're talking about the internet?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and it dissects every episode, okay, and so everybody was wondering.
Hold on, what was that site you were talking about?
Television Without
Pity. Request denied!
No chat groups allowed.
This is right. Radio.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Maybe you've heard that they are starting to ban handheld cell phone users when you're driving. It's illegal in New York. It's about to happen in D.C. Don't live in either of those areas. Well, you'd have to live in the Washington, D.C. area to be hearing us right now. Never mind. Get hands-free car phoning with OnStar.
It's not only an amazing emergency and assistance service in GM vehicles, it also gives you a cell phone embedded into the vehicle. I mean, it's wedged right in there. So it's always there. It's always charged, and there's nothing to hold.
Don't live in either of those areas? So fast. 30 or 40 other states are considering the same law. And the commercial, they want me to talk about this law that they think is going to be passed saying that you can't use a handheld cell phone. It's so easy to press the white button for OnStar. You just press the white button and the lady says, hello, OnStar. And you say, call home. And then you, because you've stored the number, they call home.
If anyone asks who you're talking to on the phone, just reply, do you see any phone?
OnStar calling. Personal calling available in most markets. Well, it should be available in this market, you dummy.
The Don and Mike Show.
He writes.
This
is the Don and Mike Show.
If I kind of like the Jews, which is bugs, I get my head cut on the Cow Avenue. I ain't never been in the barber shop and heard a bunch of brothers talking about Jews. Black people don't hate Jews. Black people hate white people. We don't got time to dice white people up into little groups. I hate everybody. I don't care if you just got here. Hey, I'm Romanian, you Romanian cracker.
The Don and Mike Show.
Featuring new dimensions of hatred. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, the FCC and all. That's pretty much the last there who you got left. Good old-fashioned hate.
Hatred.
Listen, before we move on, let me ask ye. I know that, Mike, you went to see your dear sainted mother.
My mom in Connecticut.
Yesterday. My mother-in-law, I hooked her up. Buzz, you hook up your mom?
Yes, I did. My stepmom and my mother-in-law both got phone calls and cards and presents for Mother's Day.
And I know, because he's going to be my next-door neighbor, or I'm going to be his. I know that Rob spent some time with Sharon, with your mom.
Good.
Your mom and dad together. Together, making a rare unscheduled appearance at the Speedwax.
Yeah, it was one of the odd appearances when my parents were actually together. And it's great to see them because they actually get along better than Carrie and I do. And we got her a wonderful sentimental Mother's Day gift.
You should mention, Rob's parents are divorced.
Yes,
they are. Which is why it's funny they get along better
we haven't talked about that in a long time.
You didn't know that Bob and Sharon are.
Yeah, it was a funny, funny weekend, and I got her a marvelously sentimental Mother's Day gift. I got her 7 Marx Brothers movies.
There you go.
You know what? Like me, she was delighted.
Oh, that's good.
We had a nice Mother's Day.
So here's the question for you out there listening to the radio right now. Is there anybody out there that did not call their mom yesterday?
Hmm.
Don't feel bad about it. I mean, there were lots of years. I wish I could say, you know, my relationship with my adopted mother, you're going to have to throw that out freaking window.
That can't be part of the curve.
No, because I don't call her because I hate her.
Well, fair enough. You would the gentle term for it would be you're estranged.
I hate her.
There we go. Gentle but inaccurate.
I hate her. And as long as we're talking about it, the more I think about it, sometimes,
right.
Like I was looking at myself in the mirror today. You know, I'm really not a handsome man. I look at myself in the mirror and I think,
oh, hey, no, come on. Don't get me started on that argument.
Listen, it's the mirror don't lie, okay? So I'm looking in the mirror. I'm looking at me and I'm going, God, outside of my kid, who thank God was not blessed with my nose or my gigantic neck, you know, there's really nobody else in the world, you know, Bart and Amy, my daughter, that I know anything about. I'm not saying like, oh, woe is me, you know, I'm having a pity party. Every once in a while, though, I do get curious. Right? I go, man, I'd like to know who my real parents are. But here's what I don't want to do. I don't want to hire a detective. I know you can do that. I don't want to find them and go knock on the door and go, hey, it's me. Here's what I want. If they're listening, call me up sometime. You know, we have a regional coast-to-coast show.
Right.
I was born in Georgia. So if you're my parents, find me. If you're my real parents, find me. And I don't know, prove you're my real parents, I'll buy you a car or something. I'll buy you a Cadillac.
What a nice gesture.
That is nice.
I'll buy you a Cadillac.
I think it's a successful strategy. It's not orthodox, but it should be successful.
Getting on the radio and say, call me and I'll buy you a Cadillac.
Well,
you never know.
You gotta prove. See, I'm not giving out a lot of details about.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of phone calls. You know?
Whoa.
Oh, no, just send me a letter.
Not there.
Just send me a letter.
I think be very, very wary if so, the first thing is, I heard about the Cadillac.
Anyway, so I didn't call my mom, but I did call my mother-in-law, who was like my mom. And here's the question I had. If there is anybody that didn't call their mother, I'd like to know why you didn't call her. And if you know, any reason is okay on this show. What we're going to try to do, if enough people call who didn't talk to their mom yesterday, if we get someone with a really, not over the top crazy, but just a good reason. Like, I remember back even before I knew I was adopted, mm-hmm. when I first got into radio and I was like 18, 19, and just living the crazy life. There had to be two or three Mother's Days that went by. I didn't call.
Oh, I'm sure I missed
it. You know, I would call like 3 or 4 days later.
Well, I'm 44 and I missed my mom's 84th birthday.
Wow.
So, I mean, I was really guilty on that one. So I actually, you know, not only got the TV set, but I had sent gift boxes. And you know, you were talking about the internet as far as sending packages.
Yeah.
I went through the web and sent this thing, and they had three different kinds of delivery. They had overnight, which was very expensive. Then they had two-day air, which was a little less expensive. And then they had regular ground shipping, which was 6 days. So I said, what I'll do is, I will send one little tiny gift basket with nice little, you know, food things, biscuits and cookies and candy and stuff. And I'll send that and say, happy birthday. And then I'll send the next one. I'll say, you get two gift baskets when it's a belated birthday gift. It's a joke. I put that on the card. And then the third one, and it was all for me and the girls. And then the third one, I said, and now, happy Mother's Day. I said, this will be great. And I typed out the card. Well, I get up there. She'd received them all in the garage 7 days later. All simultaneously, and each basket said, happy Mother's Day, with nothing, not from me, from Mike and the kids.
Your note was gone.
It was, no, I mean, it was printed up there, but I mean, some incredible CF occurred with the gift baskets, and, you know, I still don't trust that internet for ordering stuff.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, you do. You've waited 24 hours to get your credit card verified.
I know, but
you know it's
do.
A little hinky sometimes.
I still do.
Well, it was hinky with this, with, oh man, what is the name? What is the name? Wine Country Gift Baskets. Yeah.
There's a plug for them.
Thank you.
There's a plug. All right, listen, here's the point. I see Joe's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, at least 9 people. Okay, stay there. If you didn't call your mom, stay there.
I'm with us.
I'd like to find one person. And maybe it's not going to be the best. It's not like one of those games like, what's the most outrageous thing you did? Just why didn't you call your mom?
Mm-hmm.
It's now the day after.
Right.
And if we get someone who gives us a really good reason, maybe we'll let them call their mom.
That's nice.
On the radio and tell what an ass they were.
Yeah. Yeah, a little self, you know, flagellation.
But I'd like to hear. And like I said, I was guilty. My God, in years past, it was like, what was I doing? I don't know. Getting high, eating Pop-Tarts, getting laid, getting drunk, working, watching TV.
Living life.
Driving my Opel, whatever it was that I was doing back in 1978.
My, you know, it was so fresh, and I called my mom the night of her birthday on an unrelated subject, and was just like, you know, my usual, hey, how you doing, how's it going? She's like, oh, it was great. They threw a one at the hospital where she's worked for 40 some odd years. She said, they threw a wonderful party for my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Well, of course. And I was caught. And she knew it. She's not mean enough where she's going to say anything about it. But she knew, and she knew I knew, and I knew she knew I knew. Yeah. And it was just a very, very bad scene.
Mike, I have to take this call. I don't believe this is my father. Charles?
Hey, yeah. How you doing, boy?
Okay.
Charles, are you Don's father?
That's right.
And how do you intend to prove that?
I'll be willing to come out here.
Well, let me ask you a question, first of all. Hey, Don, would you mind me serving as your counsel for this?
Sure, go ahead, Mike.
Charles, let me ask you a couple of questions as Mr. Geronimo's representative here. How old are you, Charles? That's the first.
I'll be 54 next month.
Yeah, I'm
that
sorry.
Would be impossible.
You would have had the father die when you were nine.
9 years old.
I started.
Idiot.
There you go.
Didn't even get through the first line of questioning.
That's why you're a great lawyer, Mike.
Thank you.
Car. That's why you are a great lawyer.
Absolutely.
Hello, who's this? Peter?
Yes, hello there, Don.
Oh, my Peter. How are you?
I'm good.
Peter,
I'm good.
Why didn't you call your mom yesterday?
Well, apart from the fact she's 3,000 miles away, it was her birthday. She was probably drunk. And with the time difference, I wouldn't have got through anyway.
Well, wait, now hold on a second. She was probably drunk. What, does your mom drink all the time?
More or less, yeah. She's a bit of a whore, really.
But even
now, you're not nice.
we're not playing the game. My mom is a whore.
Mother's a whore.
We played that one a couple of weeks ago.
Do you love your mom?
No.
No, I don't.
Well, that's not what we're looking for.
Just like what I said, if you don't love her, you don't qualify.
It's easy to say, that's why I didn't call her.
Get out of here.
The attitude that lost in the colony.
Didn't call the whore. Hello, Shannon.
Hello.
Hi, Shannon. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Shannon. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine.
Well, why didn't you call your mom, Shannon?
You know what? I took my wife out, and I just got too damn tired.
Tired?
Too tired
to make a phone call?
Too tired to call mom.
Too tired to call mom.
I am too tired.
And you still like called her? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Stockton, California.
Right on. So it's almost
Sacramento's armpit.
So it's almost 1 o'clock in the afternoon out there, right?
Yes, sir.
And does your mom live close by?
She lives in sunny Florida.
Oh, do you see your mom often?
I saw her over Thanksgiving holiday. That was the last time I saw her.
Here's the thing. When like the other guy, the British guy, whose mom was a whore, called, he said, well, she's 3,000 miles away.
Right.
Now that doesn't matter.
You have a cell phone.
Yeah, right. Yeah, everybody's got a phone.
Unless you're too tired.
You can even use a hard phone.
I don't have a cell phone.
You don't have... How are you calling us now?
Well, I'm on my work cell phone.
Okay, you know what? You're a bad kid.
Yeah, very bad. And he's hanky, and he's from that area.
Just want somebody, Mike. It's not always that area.
Oh, it is. One of them. Hello. Stockton?
Hello.
Come on now.
Don and Mike show. Hello, Tim.
Don, Buzz, Bone.
You didn't call your mom?
No, I didn't call her.
Why?
Well, it's really quite simple. We just don't get along, and there's not a whole lot to it.
Okay, maybe you're not getting the concept.
Well, see, what you've done now, is you've opened the door, and a lot of people are purging now.
A lot of people that have this problem want everybody to know they have this problem, and they probably want people to know why.
If you didn't call your mom just because you're a big load and you're lazy, and then maybe there's one person out there who just calls and say, yeah, I'm a big load.
Don, I don't like the word lazy. I like the word self-absorbed.
Whatever. A big load.
It's a hyphenated word, but self-absorbed would be... I believe that is why I neglected my mom on her birthday. My total self-absorption with my own life.
Because you were a big load.
I've never been, as anyone on this show would tell you, I've never been one who is who would be described as
what?
Thoughtful on dates. In fact, you can drum it into my brain up until 24 hours, and I can still manage to forget it. I've never been good at that. No, it's the truth. And it's terrible.
Here's a girl. Let's talk to a girl. Yeah. Brooke?
Hi, guys.
Hi there. Brooke, why didn't you call your mom?
Because I'm self-absorbed.
you can't say...
I went jet skiing.
You can't say what Mike just said, though.
But it's I'll tell you, though, it's not entirely my fault. I was supposed to call her when we were back from the boat, when we were back jet skiing, but one of the guys in our group outran a cop, and I swear to God, he did, on his jet ski, and we had to go pick him up in Maryland from jail last night. I didn't get back until 10:30
last night. Obviously, then he didn't outrun the cop if he...
Outrun him after the cop pulled a gun on him. He stopped.
A cop from like a police boat?
They were out making rounds.
In Ocean City. Remember I told you one time I got stopped by a cop on a boat when I was on my jet ski because I was going under the Route 90 bridge where it says no wake.
Wow.
And I looked around, going through. It's like a speed trap.
I guess if they pulled a gun, they were pretty well. Did your friend imagine he got in pretty big trouble?
Yeah, he had 5 tickets, eluding the police. Endangering other people.
I can see really that if you're on a jet ski, you're like, you think it's like a little game, but it's not real cops.
They don't even make jet skis. This particular one he was on is the fastest that's made. In fact, the Coast Guard put a stop on it. They were only in production for a couple of months.
Hey, this sounds like a great guy you're hanging out with.
But, you know, he's a client, actually. What was I going to say?
Are you a hooker?
No, I'm a pet sitter.
A pet sitter. like I said, you're a hooker. So hold on. With all this, why didn't you call your mom today?
Oh, my God. My poor mom, she's called twice, and she says, honey, I think something's wrong, and I know it's because I didn't call her yesterday, and I've just been waiting till the end of my day. I've been doing all my rounds
so I could actually take
the time. No, I've been trying to just sit and take the time so that I could say, Mom, you know, I'm really sorry that I love my mom.
Now you're lying to us, too.
Yeah.
It's all about you.
It's not all about me. It's all about my mom. The only reason why I called is because I want to call her and just say I love you and I'm
then
so
go
sorry.
Ahead. You have our blessing. Go ahead and call her. Go ahead and call her, but I'm not going to give you a prize.
No. Who do you think you are, Amber?
Amber.
Goodbye. You would have known that if you weren't in jet ski jail last night.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye, then.
That's a timely little survivor
effort. Bye. Thank you. Bye, then. We'll find somebody out there, and then we'll call the mom. Just someone out there. Just listen, do I have to draw you people a map? Or maybe not such a person exists anymore. Just someone who just didn't do it.
Just didn't get around to it.
I mean, and the reason, like, if you would have asked me, well, Mike, no, I'm going to do what I get mad at you for. I don't want to give out what I think would be an acceptable story, an acceptable reason. I mean, but what's wrong with just saying, hey, I didn't call her. I didn't feel like calling her today.
Right.
You know, not that you hate your mom.
Right.
You know, not that you think she's a whore. Just, you didn't call
her. You're just looking for somebody thoughtless and boring.
Well, yeah. How are you? I bet he called his mom, though.
I bet he did, too.
I bet your ass he did. Weekend's here. Have a can of beer. Hey, about Joe.
Yeah.
Do you know that Joe Mo's goes on the road this weekend? Jomo, which is, of course, Joe Man on the Street interview.
Oh, Joe is excited about this.
Mm-hmm. Joe's going to Richmond Saturday night for NASCAR Under the Lights.
Cool. Yeah, I think this might be the best Jomo's ever.
And Joe has an actual NASCAR pass.
Right.
The press credentials.
Like a pit pass.
So, yes, Joe will be all over NASCAR Saturday night.
And you and your next-door neighbor will be coming up with some lovely questions for him.
Oh, yeah, and with the NASCAR fans. Jesus, who knows what we can come up with.
Fantastic.
That's Jomo's coming this weekend. Mike, you mentioned Amber. Anybody that watched Survivor last night, you had to want to puke. When Boston Rob, first off, this dumb Amber. She's wearing the shirt
mm-hmm.
with the cut-off sleeves, and she's painted on it, I Heart Rob.
Yeah, she gets a great response from the audience. Like, boo!
Oh, you know what was so great about the audience? Was did you stick to the very end when they announced the big surprising twist?
Yeah.
When Jeff Probst says...
Which everybody knew they were going to do anyway.
The world's luckiest man, Jeff Probst, says... And now, because we told you there was something special, we're going to allow you to select one of these 18 people
right.
to win $1 million, and you are going to get to select them. There's a live audience in Madison Square Garden. They go, yay! And he says, here's how you do it. And they put up on the screen, just text message your choice, and all of these people, 3,000 people, boo!
Yeah, it sucked.
That's great.
And then they had to come back and say, oh, yeah, and you can also just go to the website.
Right.
So you didn't have to test. As soon as they...
I think it's a slam dunk for Rupert. Would you agree?
Yeah.
And deservedly so.
And we're on Rupert watch here, incidentally. It was promised to us by a high-level Infinity executive that the moment Rupert was kicked off or won the show...
Right.
...he would call our little radio show. And
I think maybe he's waiting to see what the results are going to be. You know,
well, it didn't.
He might be waiting. When are they going to announce that anyway?
Thursday, so they can get another show out of it.
Yeah,
it didn't stop Boston Rob from being on the Regis and Kelly show today.
Right, but it's now that they've been declared the winner, they can't. Well, I guess
Boston Rob wasn't
could still win.
You're right, Boston Rob wasn't a winner, except in the Game of Love.
So that was just. I mean, I'm surprised they got out of that Madison Square Garden alive.
Buzz, I know you don't watch Survivor,
right.
And I'm sure you've heard this, but it was just the most. This guy Boston Rob, who incidentally, Mike, does nothing for Red Sox.
Man. No, he does.
He is not. He is. If you wanted the picture of who's the average idiot, if you want a reason to hate the Red Sox,
yeah, I hate that. I do hate that. You know,
which is 75 when Biscuit went out.
This song could have been done by Boston Rob, right?
Boston Catholic will give up meat for lead. From 78, you'll hear Bucky bleeping dead.
Remember, we had this dumb rap singer on the good God.
I think you'd find that if you took a poll of all Red Sox fans, myself included, even though he was wearing the hat, we tell him to take the hat off. Take the hat off and throw it in the water because you don't want him. Because I hate the guy.
He's got that dumb Boston / white trash / I'm smarter than I think I am attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a cute girl, although obviously just dumb as a box of rocks.
Not so, and they tell you, not so dumb that she didn't win the $1 million.
Well, either way, if he would have won, they had a bond. But
yeah, but I will tell you, you can talk about dumb all you want, but when you really want to talk about dumb, that doofus.
Which one, Big Tom?
Big Tom.
Big Tom
My
for Thomas.
God.
Listen, Big Tom consistently...
How about Big Tom when they tried to get him live, you know? in front of that audience where he's
you can't, my family. Listen, on Survivor, the deal with Big Tom is that he's so retarded, you have to love him. Did you see when they brought the episode when they brought everybody got to have a member of their family?
Yeah, and they brought his son, who was kind of a carbon copy of him.
And his quote was, Big Tom's quote was, "Are you glad to see your son?" He said, "I wish it would have been my wife or the daughter of my next door neighbor." He said that. Nobody stopped to question the fact that he said.
They're down deep in Virginia.
So, they're starting, man, before they even decided who's won and who's lost, dope. Boston Robs, "Amber, we've been through a lot, and no matter what happens, I love you so much, and won't you please marry me?"
Yeah. How about the parents all hugging and all that? Yeah, I was ready to barf.
Yeah, you know, the world's luckiest man. I mean, really, he makes Ryan Seacrest look talented. This guy, Jeff Probst, he goes to the audience, and he's so bad. Yeah. He's so bad interacting with people when he's not just ordering them to crawl on their bellies and be the first to grab the red tile.
Uh-huh. Right.
There's Amber. She's got six. There's Big Tom with six. Come on, a monkey could do that. So he's got to talk to the parents in the audience.
Yeah,
and then Amber's parents,
right?
And he's saying to them, "How do you feel?"
Right?
And there's not a microphone.
How about they're not bright enough to have anticipated this. And I don't trust it. I didn't trust any of it. I think they all knew. I think everybody knew. I think they have to allot time, specific times on network television down to the second. You know this is true too. They had to know something was up. They had to know.
Oh, with Boston Rob?
Absolutely.
And Amber, sure, because, well, she had the shirt on and...
Yeah, but I mean, I think they knew about the mayor. I think they knew about all of it.
So they go to...
Did you see her face? Because she's not dumb enough to lie when they asked, "Did you know this was coming?" And she's like...
I thought so.
And he jumps in, you know, the great skilled liar that we all know he is.
She didn't know nothing.
We talked about it, but
it was a decision that Jeff I made on my own.
Why couldn't it have been New York Yankee Rob?
So they go to the parents in the audience, because these two idiots on the show, after knowing each other 30 days, they're engaged because they've been on an island on TV for 30 days.
Right.
And they go to the parents. "What do you think?" And there's no microphone on the parents. So her parents have to give. Finally, Jeff Pro, the great communicator, says, "Thumbs up." Like, what, they're on TV. What are they going to do? Say that the guy's a loser?
So hey, I have a question about Jenna, though. I have a question. Did Jenna fly in a supermodel to a scene for her last night? She looks incredible compared to the way she looked on the show.
What that is the way girls really look.
Right.
She was obviously all made up, but now you know. And guys, let that be a lesson for you. You're out with some hot, beautiful woman.
Right.
Think about Jenna like... Hell, not on day 35. Think about Jenna like on day 5 of that show.
Mm-hmm.
She got those big, gigantic armpit hair. She got big zits, and she had that, like, top of her forehead where the skin was peeling away.
Yeah. She looked great on the show last night, though.
She did. But, boy, you would just, you know, I'm not advocating violence, but just on general principle, you'd have to hit her. That Jenna.
Oh, God.
I think so.
Just because she's so annoying?
She is. Oh, annoying.
Well, the three of them, the last three were annoying. Once Rupert was gone, it was a bummer.
And even last night, when one of her comments...
Really, when you add it all up, is there anybody on that show that's not a little bit annoying? And I include Rupert in that, and I like Rupert a lot.
What about Richard Hatch?
Annoying.
They put me in Argentina. Here's what Richard Hatch says. They When I was kicked off the show, they fashed me away in Argentina so I wouldn't talk. And... I met a man at the hotel.
He met a man across the hotel. And I walked into the hotel, and across the desk we met, and we've been together ever since.
Wow. God, nice 3-week romance.
And then Probst handles that real well. So, okay, a little something for everybody.
Because you're gay.
You're gay. I better not giggle.
Anyway, that's Survivor. And Rupert, like I said, an Infinity Broadcasting executive has promised us that Rupert will call us ASAP.
That's great, because I do like him the most. And here's the thing with Probst again. So many questions that I wanted to see asked that were not. Instead, he came back when they were going to interview all of them, and he didn't give anybody any time. Like, he let the audience shut down the witchy bitch Jerry when she wanted to say more, which would have added a lot more spice to it.
And what about Two Hawks Makeover?
Oh, yeah. Hey, good job.
You know what that's like?
Congratulations.
It's like throwing a bunch of makeup on a pile of dog dew. Really, that's like getting some eyeliner.
It's like painting mud.
Yeah.
So better then.
And some perfume, throwing it on some DP.
Right, and she got lipo too.
Some dog poo. Not enough, Mike. Not enough lipo. Okay, when we come back, all of these people who didn't call their mother are still on the phone.
Right.
And maybe we'll find one person. This is not even an official game we're playing. Just see if we can find one person out there who didn't call their mom. And maybe we can call the mom.
And remind me to tell you my one little Mother's Day story about the restaurant.
About your restaurant?
No, not my restaurant. About the
hey,
restaurant.
Look around cafe.
That I took my mom to on Mother's Day.
Right after this.
And the romance.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm mad. I am mad enough. And yet still very self-conscious, but I'm going to write a book. And I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe. And I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over. And I couldn't. So...
What? The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mundus.
Tough guys. Don Geronimo and Michael Mira.
Hey, tough guy.
Tough guy. Tough guy.
Larry King has a book out. It's called Why I Love Baseball.
Yeah, Larry King.
And we got a copy of the book on tape. And
Larry reads it, I think.
Yes, he does.
Wonderful.
I see no need to edit it.
No.
I've been told it's boring. I've been told it sucks. I've been told that he fills time in this book on tape.
Like
and
sleeping.
I guess in his regular book, he fills time by reciting lyrics to his favorite baseball songs.
that could be a joy.
Priceless. So, listen, I won't have it today, but we'll have it tomorrow. The Larry King book on tape, Why I Love Baseball.
Why I Love Baseball and Breakfast.
Vigorous.
Vigorous.
Every day this week, Don and Mike. Hi, Larry.
Don and Mike?
Las Vegas, hello. They're based in Washington, D.C.
Not on in New York, Don?
Don and Mike? I love that tape. We love that's our favorite tape of all.
Don and Mike?
Let's take a call. Cape California. Hello.
Hi, Larry. Hi. Don Imus. How you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike in New York City? If they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while.
Don
are they
Mike?
On or out of... Not on the air in New York, Don.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right? Don and Mike.
I think that's where they originated from. Yeah.
Yeah. Las Vegas. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike. Every day this week, we are giving away a daily prize from that '70s show. Prizes are themed to wedding gifts in the 70s. On Friday, we'll give away a $500 American Express gift certificate check, courtesy of that 70s show on Fox. Eric and Donna are getting married on the one-hour season finale of that 70s show Wednesday night on Fox. Plus, we're giving away a trip this week to WWE SummerSlam in Toronto, Canada, on August 15th, courtesy of UPN.
Donna Mike.
Donna Mike.
I always loved the Brooklyn Dodgers. There's nothing quite to... Now, do you think he'll be George Will-like, which we share that, you know...
See, I've not listened to it, but because I want to experience it with everybody else.
When I was a kid, you know, we got egg cream.
But even if it's me, but even if it's that, you know, we'll have a great time.
Of course we will.
It'll be a whole show. Not since Daddy Day, Daughter Day have we had a Larry King book on tape.
That's right. And thank you for not revisiting that, you know, because it changed perspective a little bit on me a little bit. You know?
I understand.
Because I have a lot of daughter days now. I have a lot of daughter days.
You don't take your daughter to get her favorite Big Mac and then take her to see the reptile or whatever, Larry.
There's a greeting to their mother, just brief.
What was the story that he took his kid to the zoo and there was that spot where she would say daddy and I would say Kaya.
Right.
You know, I mean, like nothing incestual. It was just weird that he would pick his kid. You know, picture Larry King with shorts and hard shoes on.
Black sock.
Driving a big late model like 1970s Cadillac. Like I'm here.
Come on, hop in. There's a greeting, just brief.
Daddy day, daughter day.
One thing that sticks out in my mind is she said his car had a brown interior and smelled like him.
Oh, yeah.
Which
think.
Was cigarettes.
Yeah, of course.
That's what it smelled like.
Just brief.
Just brief.
Hop into my car that smells like cigarettes.
Donald Mike. Hello, Vegas. John. Don Mike. Hello, John. Did you not call mom yesterday? Why?
Radio guys, I'm the piece of crap you're looking for.
Okay, why didn't you call your mom?
Well, I'll tell you what. I woke up about 10 o'clock. I had a long day Saturday from drinking. Cleaned up the house a little bit. Took about a five-hour power nap. Watched the Yankees game and then went to sleep. And that was my whole day. I didn't even think about calling mom.
Would that mean you're a Yankee fan?
Oh, Mike.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Are you going to pull that out now in this town?
Yes, I am. I was very, very fair about the ball. I didn't defend Boston Rob, did I?
No, you didn't.
Thank you.
Hi, Melissa.
Hello.
Hi, Melissa?
Yes.
Darling, why didn't you call your mom?
I kind of forgot, and I was also in D.C.
I, like, kind of forgot.
It's like being kind of pregnant. I mean, you...
Well, I actually forgot last year as well.
You forgot last year as well?
Wow.
So you're a two-time loser?
Sorry.
Yeah. It's got to be fresh. You know what I mean?
It's fun to hang up on these people.
Can't be a regular habit. Hello, Don and Mike. Steve.
Yeah, guys. How y'all doing?
Hey, why didn't you call your mom?
I'm the big dump truck load here. I didn't call my mother, my stepmother, or my mother-in-law. None of them. I shot pool all day and watched the World Series of Poker.
You what? Hold on. You shot pool and what else did you do?
Shot pool and watched the World Series of Poker. Okay.
I just got myself a brand new pool table.
You don't have to call your mother. I don't think the rules don't, you know, unless in your situation, obviously.
Well, no, but I spent the day enjoying myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but see, technically you wouldn't have to call your mother-in-law or your stepmother.
No,
but,
not at all.
But just your mom, and you didn't call your mom?
I didn't call anybody.
Are you close with your mom?
Oh, yeah.
When's the last time you spoke to her?
Probably three days ago.
I
think she called me 2 days before Mother's Day, so I kind of thought that was okay.
You thought you were covered on that one?
I'm going to hope so.
Mm-hmm. And yesterday...
Hey, you know, and we should mention this. Did you send her anything?
Yeah.
No.
That's a good question.
A card, candy, nothing?
No, actually, I mentioned to her the day that I talked to her, I forgot to send you out a card for Mother's Day.
Oh.
But I'll call.
Oh, but you did tell her.
Oh, that's even worse for the last conversation.
So hold on. You told her, let me get this straight, because you might be the guy. You were playing pool, then you watched the World Series of Poker. You told your mom that you didn't get her a present, you didn't send her a card, but you told her that you would call her.
I did.
All right, hold on just a second.
It's pretty strong that he, you know, just 2 days before, two or three
Joe, get this guy's number. We'll call the mom up.
That's a nice thing, you know.
And we'll ask the mom off the air.
Mom, I didn't get your card. Sorry, but I'll call you.
You know, did your retarded son call you yesterday?
Yeah, and then he had to play pool.
And watch the World Series of Poker. Well, sure. What's the line there? Oh, Joe, you got the number? Meanwhile, hold on. Let me see who else is here. Jeremy?
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Why didn't you call your mom?
Well, I was in Wheeling, West Virginia for a graduation for a nephew, and then I had to work the golf course down in Southern Maryland the next morning, and so I drove down. So I had to get back for 6 in the morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was merciful.
All right, eat one. We're still waiting for the number. Hello? Jeff?
Yes.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Why did you call your mom?
Well, I called her at a time where I knew that she wouldn't be at home and left her a message saying I was going to give her a call. And
now,
then I...
Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
Me personally, I like this right away. Because now this... I wanna
just
say,
because he wants to avoid the conversation.
From one sneaky person to another, I've done that. I swear to God, that's my MO. If I don't want to talk to somebody and like I know that they're out on their cell, I will call them. And I'm the biggest one leaving the message... Oh, I can't believe you weren't there. I have nothing but time to discuss these issues. I want to talk to you. Then you hang up the phone. You go, you schmuck. I'm never calling you back.
Right.
And you feel like the monkey is off your back.
Yeah.
Sure.
Of course, it's your mother we're talking about.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a little different than that. But, I mean, is that why you didn't want to have a conversation with her? So that's why you left the message?
No, my mom will talk about anything about nothing. So she just
well, no. That's when I. So you said no, but you're confirming what I just said.
Yeah.
So your mom just like a lot of people your mom's age just talks.
Yeah, but
she just talks about anything. She lives with her
Well, my her new husband's mom, who's 92, and complains about her all day.
But you see, he started that answer that when I mentioned that, yes, specifically, he did the Dennis Murphy. He broke the Dennis Murphy rule.
Oh,
starting with no.
All right, okay.
Sorry about that.
Let's call, let's see, who is the guy? What's the guy's
name? Boston Rob.
No.
Steve.
Hey, Steve, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, hold on.
What's your mom's name, Steve?
Karen.
All right, hold
Karen.
On. Hold on, please. Hold on a second.
And Steve's mom's still waiting by the phone from yesterday.
Sure. Steve, you know, the previous conversation said, I didn't get your card, but I'll call you.
Yeah, said he would call, promised he would right. call, didn't call.
Give me a second. I'll do this part off the air.
Very good.
Have the phone up to my ear and I'll get a call. Karen.
She's not picking up.
Three rings.
Maybe Steve knows that she's not at home.
Four rings.
Maybe this is just more avoidance.
Probably.
No, Rob, I don't think she's passed.
Five rings.
I don't think she regretfully has left us.
Five rings. Now it's going through the machine. I know it.
Mm.
Hey, this is me. I'm sorry I couldn't answer the phone right now. I'm not at the sound of the beep. Leave your name. Okay. All right.
Well, now you don't have to talk to her.
We can leave. Karen?
Karen, this is Don and Mike.
Your son's an ass.
And we're giving people that are irresponsible a chance to make up for not calling their mothers on Mother's Day.
It would be nice if you were there because your son pulled the trick on you of leaving the message on your machine. When
No. This is the guy. He spoke to you just a mere three days ago.
Steve said he would call, and he didn't call.
That's the other irresponsible kid.
I am so mixed up. Steve.
Yes, sir.
Steve, leave a message for your mother, Steve.
Hi, Mom. I'm sorry I'm such a POS, but, I talked to you a couple days ago. I said I would call you. I didn't send you a card or anything, but I dropped the ball on this one. I guess I end up on the short end of the stick, guys.
And would you like to say anything besides beating up yourself to your mother?
Well, I do love you, and I'm
there. Okay, well, and how long? That took like 25 seconds into the conversation. Excuse me, I'm distracted. What is the music you put in?
It's the theme song to the show, Karen.
Like Karen Valentine?
No, I don't think it had her. It was like a Gidget show. It was a Beach Boys song.
Hold on.
The mom's name is Karen.
Karen
is
mom for
Karen.
Yeah. Where do they sing Karen?
It's at the front.
At the front.
Has anybody... Listen, I think I know a lot about TV. Ever heard of a show named Karen?
I have not.
I thought it was Pulp Fiction.
She's a queen, she's a tantalizing teen. Karen is her name.
Karen
is her name. Can't fault the boy for putting it in. It's a Karen song.
He was thinking. He pats me on the shoulder. Boy, machine number two, press the button.
All right, okay, all right. What is this? Karen.
The Beach Boys were one of the hottest bands in America when they were locked in to record the soundtrack for this NBC teen sitcom, which premiered Monday, October 1964.
It was canceled Tuesday.
Yes.
Okay. October 20th, 1964.
All right. Neighbor, you get a pass on that one.
Thank you.
You get a pass.
I just hope Karen's okay.
You could really hear the Karen at the beginning of the song.
Yeah.
Karen is her name.
It sounded like Pulp Fiction music.
Exactly.
Like that great, there's that great commercial with the guy out on the beach who goes...
Is that the real guy?
Yes, that is.
That's very cool.
What's the guy's name, Robbie?
Dick Dale,
the guy that plays that...
Are we still on Karen's answering machine?
I believe so.
Oh, she's gonna love this. Steve, did you tell your mom you loved her?
Yeah, she knows I love her.
Oh, that's good.
Why don't you say it again?
Mom, I love you more than anything on this earth.
Oh. And why didn't you call her yesterday?
Because I was playing pool and watching the World Series of Poker.
Bingo.
And taking care of her grandson.
Taking care of her grandson. Well, that's okay. That's decent. Now she knows.
May I ask where baby's mama is?
She was at home, but as a matter of fact, I actually got her Mother's Day gift last night at 6:30 off of eBay.
Wait, you got your wife's Mother's Day gift last night at 6:30 on eBay?
Yeah, see, she's a first-time mother, been a mother since January 30th, beautiful baby Zane.
So you got an infant, and what better way to care for an infant than watching the World Series of Poker?
Wait, hold on. What gift did you buy your wife on eBay?
A coach purse.
A coach first. Steve, rest assured that I believe that Karen, weak from hunger, will enjoy this call. And hopefully regret
So regretfully, she will not leave us.
So what did you do? What did you do with your wife? Because you know what this sounds to me like? It sounds to me like your sister Kathy. Mm-hmm. I still remember the heartache that
Thank you for remembering that.
This has got to be 10 years ago, Mike.
And I don't know specifically, because you know I'm real bad on those kind of details. I know it was one time, and I think it was more than once it was done to me.
Twice you did it to you.
The picture?
Once with a picture and once with a piece of furniture.
Right.
At Christmas, Mike's sister gave him a picture from a catalog and said, this is what I got you.
That's what's coming.
And he never got it.
Never.
He never
That's
got
how it.
It
works a lot of times.
So, listen, with your wife last night, when you get her the Coach purse on eBay, what do you pull a Kathy O'Mara on her. What do you do? I mean, you have
Kathy Parsley, Don. Get the name right. Kathy Parsley.
Hey, how you guys? How you doing, Kathy? Kathy Parsley?
And we're still on Karen's machine.
So what you did was, you just print it out and give it to her and say, here's a page of what you're going to be getting eventually?
No, she was kind of looking around, wondering what was going to happen. Then I was so proud of myself, I ran downstairs and said, come look at this. And I showed her that I was the winning bidder.
You are a load. You picked the right call. You really are a load.
You're the worst.
Now, she can verify all this because she knows that in between the shooting pool and watching the poker, I slept on the couch. I didn't weed eat. I caught crap for that. I did absolutely nothing yesterday.
It took a while, but we did find a guy that was kind of...
Oh, we got the greatest load here.
What we're looking for.
Self-absorbed.
And he gets excited, you know, because he spent 8 seconds going to the computer.
Hey, now, my wife is home, so you can call her. She will verify all
Look
that,
what I got for ye. All right, listen, hold on. Give your home number to Joe. I'd love to call your wife. Hold on a second. And let me tell you, dear sweet Karen, still on this answering machine.
Weak from hunger.
Now listen to this. Happy Mother's Day. Not from your son, from two men who love you, Karen, Don and Mike.
Amen.
We're sending you a Toshiba Color TV.
Right.
Courtesy of Fox's That 70s Show.
Wow.
You might like it if you're in your 70s. Tune into That 70s Show.
Wonderful.
You might like it. It's a show about people in their 70s.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. On Fox, Wednesday, May 19th, for the one-hour season finale of That 70s Show.
Yay.
So anyway, we're sending you a free TV. Don't worry about it. It's from us, Don and Mike, because your son is such a schmuck.
Right.
And happy Mother's Day, Karen.
Yeah.
And way to go with that TV show. Bye-bye.
That 70s show.
And now...
Starring Wilford Brimley.
Let's see. Hey, Steve, which number is your wife at?
She should be at home right now. She was out running errands for me today, so...
Sure.
Yeah, running errands for you.
What are you watching?
I'm actually watching traffic. I'm on 95 passing Dunkel.
All right, hold on a second. You know, she got that same hooker name as the girl that won Survivor. Amber.
Amber.
Just sounds like a hooker name to me.
Yeah, Amber. Well, all the girls on, on the American Idol show, Fantasia. Sorry, I just had a cranial cramp. My eyes met Rod.
LaToya.
I stopped thinking.
Oh, I got it.
Jasmine. LaToya.
I went to a website. Remember me to tell you this? I went to the gambling website. Oh, hey, Rob, would you pick that up, please?
Yeah,
number six for the wife, Amber. I went to a website where they give the odds where you can bet on American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the odds. And there are people who have made million-dollar bets.
Really?
On American Idol.
Wow.
Yeah, hold on.
That's quite a pucker factor when it comes right down to it.
Amber sounds excited to come on.
Amber's excited. Here's Amber.
Yes?
Hi, Amber.
Hi, Amber. Listen, happy belated Mother's Day from the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
We have your retarded husband, Steve, on the line with us.
Yeah.
Can you tell us why Steve made it a great Mother's Day for you yesterday?
Yesterday?
Yeah. Did he do anything that was great for you yesterday?
Well, he actually did take care of the baby most of the day.
Most of the day took care of the baby and anything else that comes to mind. And it's perfectly all right if you don't remember anything, because that would be understandable. Do you remember him doing anything? He claimed he did something very special for you.
Yesterday?
Yeah. Yesterday. Mother's Day.
Well, I mean, he had roses sent to me from my son, but that was on Thursday.
Oh, that was on Thursday. Well, he didn't mention that.
Yeah, of course, he didn't mention
that. Sold himself short a little bit.
What about yesterday? Did he do anything for you yesterday? We know that he watched the World Series of Poker.
Uh-huh.
And he played pool. And we know that he played pool.
Yeah.
Took a nap.
He didn't call his mom.
He just take a nap, Buzz. That was a five-hour power nap.
Power nap.
Yeah, he did take a power nap in the afternoon.
And why do they call it a power nap? Why is it called? Who coined that term?
Got up and did anything afterwards. So
the same people that coined exit strategy. Mm-hmm. You know, can we stop calling it, can we just call it leave Iraq?
Right.
Can we please stop calling it an exit? You know what the exit strategy is? Boys, America's this way. Let's go. Let's go. On the plane. Get the hell out of here. Last flight out of Baghdad.
Here we go.
You want an exit strategy? Come back home, get your guns out, and guard our borders. Hey, have you ever heard of a TV show called Karen?
Called what?
Karen.
Karen?
I had never heard of it. Mike had never heard of it.
No. Yeah.
It's from the 1960s. It's your mother-in-law's name.
Steve's mom's name.
Yeah.
So you got the flowers on Thursday
from your son.
But yesterday, besides watching the baby, you don't remember anything particularly, right?
He bought me a purse.
Really? How does that, is it? Are you using it right now?
Do you like it?
No, because it's being shipped.
Ah.
Why is that?
Because he cut it off of eBay.
When?
Yesterday.
What time yesterday?
I don't know. It was yesterday afternoon.
Would you call the purse new, like new? How would you classify it?
Well, the advertisement says new.
New, okay. Oh, new on eBay.
That's very thoughtful.
Spanking new with an egg.
Okay, he was going to send a copy of the receipt.
Yeah, but there you go.
All right, we just wanted to verify that he is kind of a load. Is he kind of a load?
Is he a load?
Yeah, a load.
A load of doo-doo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Once you clarified it.
All right, happy Mother's Day, Amber.
Thank you.
We were just looking for one guy out there, and your husband happened to be the one
perfect.
Guy.
He's the guy.
Absolutely perfect.
He was the one guy.
Yeah. Well, he's called you guys before, and y'all have made it very clear to him before that he's a load of doo-doo. So this isn't the first time.
We didn't know that. Thank you, Amber, stripping name. Oh, who's the celebrity you most look like?
Oh, I don't know. Probably, probably Wynonna Judd. I'm a big girl.
Big girl?
Big girl.
Yeah.
Big handsome girl.
Big corn-fed girl.
Corn-fed, that would be the word down here in Stafford County, yes.
Well, you sound lovely. And
thank you.
You're very pretty and very put upon.
You deserve better than your retarded husband.
Well, I've been told that before, too. So that wouldn't be the first one that one either.
You gave us everything we wanted, Amber.
All right, well, hold on. Amber,
yes.
Gosh, a prize for you.
Oh, good.
Let's see. Oh, here you go. You've won the WWE. Do you like the wrestling?
Sure. What redneck doesn't like wrestling?
God bless you. Know what? It sounds to me like you might have married down. You know, some people marry up.
Yeah, she's definitely light years ahead of her husband.
You married down. You know what? We're going to give you a $100 bill.
Oh, thank you.
And, you know, maybe you put that towards a fund that he doesn't know about. Yeah.
Actually, everything I get now goes towards my fund. So.
Oh, very good.
Good for you.
Finding happy Mother's Day. Hold on. Let us get your address, and we'll send you a check made out just to you, not to him.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Amber.
Cool.
Thank you. Hold on. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
There you go.
I like Amber a lot.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think there, Steve?
I love every inch of her.
I love every inch of her.
There he is.
Yee-haw. I love every inch. 5 hour power nap.
God bless you too, Steve.
Steve, you're the worst. You're the worst. Thank you for calling.
Hey, well, thank you guys, and I do appreciate it.
Oh, Steve, hold on, Steve.
You're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look-Around Cafe.
I'm afraid. No, we're not giving away hamburgers, Mike.
No, I'm afraid not.
Revoked.
Steve, you've got the WWE prize pack. Don't miss WWE Judgment Day live in your home, Sunday, May 16th, in-demand pay-per-view called Comcast. Your wife told us she loves wrestling.
Well, we used to watch it all the time, but we've gotten out of it in the last 2 years.
Or Cox cable system now, or I really don't care about your response. Digital customers enjoy easy ordering using your digital remote.
Blah, blah, blah.
Right. Bye, simpleton. Thank you for listening, Steve.
Thank you.
There you go. STD. Steve the Dullard. When we come back, hold on. Now, Mike, who says that we can't eat crow?
Mm-hmm.
A couple of weeks ago, when Weird Al Yankovic's, was it mother or father?
Both his parents.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Both of them. Creamed in a car accident. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he went on and he performed, and I believe we mocked him.
Right.
What?
I believe it was carbon monoxide.
Oh, no. I did. It was carbon.
There was
somewhere.
There was a tragic death.
Yeah.
It was. But Al went on.
But remember, you can't spell carbon monoxide without
fun. We gave him a hard time for going on stage.
Just for that, you can't spell funeral without fun.
Right.
The fun in funeral.
So, we're going to try to make that right today. Because I can't tell you, the sleepless nights.
I know.
Awakened at 3 or 4 in the morning, and I called my best buddy, Mike. I just go, and he picks up, he goes, you can't sleep? I go, no, I can't sleep. Why? Those insensitive comments we made about Weird Al Yankovic.
Hours of sleep
sleeplessness.
The nightmare.
Mike, get ready for blissful sleep tonight.
Oh, good.
When we come back, the guy who's going to help us make it all right. Yeah, come on, tell me now. Who doesn't want Weird Al to get his own star on the Hollywood Walk?
Yes, absolutely.
Jeez. Right, we do. And wait until you hear how much it costs now. It used to cost $5,000.
Yeah, how much is
it's
it now?
$15,000.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, please. I just edited myself.
Good for you.
I just edited myself.
That's a good thing.
I had something that would be very funny that we would go to commercial with, but it was awful. It involved his parents.
Yeah.
It involved the hole, the manhole beneath where you would put the star that has Al Yankovic's name. And I'm not going to say
it. You're already losing sleep.
That's terrific.
I'm not going to say it.
But I'll sleep better for it.
Because it's in such poor taste.
Good for you.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I guess they're right. Senior citizens, although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, can still serve a purpose.
I'll be right back. Don't you go dying on me.
Oh. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Not funny. Not funny.
No.
Let's play that tape.
No, no.
No.
Marie Osmond. Donnie Osmond.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's her name?
Olive Osmond.
Olive's dead.
Mm-hmm.
What about Mike's man?
Alan King, Don.
Alan King.
Inside the Comedy Mind.
Let's roll that tape again, please.
Yeah.
And let's try to not think of those two losses.
Let's try.
Let's try to enjoy it for what it is.
All right.
Just a joke about old people dying.
Hey, I guess they're right. Senior citizens, although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, can still serve a purpose.
I'll be right back. Don't you go dying on me.
Don, baby, how's it going?
The Don and Mike Show.
See, now I'm not thinking about...
No.
I'm thinking about G. Gordon Liddy now.
There you go. G. Gordon Liddy, who's 80.
Don, baby, how's it going?
I bet something really good is getting ready to happen to you today. Thanks to Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
I used to make a mental note at some point today, maybe for a two-minute showdown, throwdown, we'll debate
mm-hmm.
the more meaningful, relevant death. You want Alan King?
Yes.
And I want the late Olive Osmond.
Olive Osmond.
Olive Osmond.
Mother of all the Osmonds. All right.
Are you up for it? For like retard point counterpoint?
Absolutely.
Because you hate Alan King, don't you?
I'm not a fan of... I'm ambivalent on him.
Didn't we used to like on Inside the Comedy
Mind? You and I both passionately hated Inside the Comedy Mind. You and I have always hated the serious business of comedy.
I'll tell you what he was good in, though. That Stephen King movie where there were three parts and James Woods was in the first part. James Woods was the guy who couldn't stop smoking.
Late in his career, Alan King was very good. He was a good
actor. Cat's Eye. That's the name of the movie, Cat's Eye.
And you know what we also liked him in? Even though it was a small, small role, we liked him in Casino.
He was very
good in Casino.
Yeah, but he was just such a blowhard.
But you did not like him when he appeared with Billy Crystal. Because
no.
He made a movie with Billy Crystal.
Did he really?
Yeah, another very serious business of comedy.
A serious business of comedy.
And hold on, before we call the Al Yankovic guy, Mike, you got to know this. This is just awful. Awful and good. We have to go to New York because Billy Crystal is doing a Broadway musical.
Hello!
Billy Crystal, and guess what the Broadway musical is about?
What is it?
I'll give you three guesses.
The Yankees.
No. So what does he love more than the Yankees? What does Billy Crystal love more than the Yankees?
Billy Crystal, that's his number one passion.
No, it's not.
Give me a hint. Will he give it away if it's a hint?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Billy?
It's not soft.
Well, he loves himself. Yes!
Yes!
Did I get it right?
And he loves himself, and he likes telling everybody what a struggle it is to be a funny man.
Right.
And Billy Crystal is doing a show called something like Billy Crystal Life in Progress.
Oh, God.
And he's been working on it since, what did I read? However old he is.
Well, if you count the Academy Awards, the prep time, he's been working on it for 80 years.
That's right. I guess he was maybe 10 years older than me. He's 55, so 1948.
Mm-hmm.
It's the thing I saw on Entertainment Tonight. He said, I've been working on this since 1948.
Oh, come on.
And then it's another chance for Billy Crystal to go out and tell us all.
It's going
to
be another Mr. Saturday Night.
Great and funny.
He is, but it's the real Billy Crystal, and it's
a PR tour of Billy Crystal.
Wow. It's on Broadway.
Can I very briefly tell you a disturbing thing that happened over the weekend? Just
yes,
very, very
please.
Quickly.
Oh, right, you were going to. I forgot about it.
And this is a quickie. That's why I'm bringing it up now. I'm in this Japanese steakhouse. You know, the hibachi chefs that come out. And, you know, my mom recently, God bless her, just turned 84 years old. She's 84, yes. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And you called her.
And I called her. I did call her, but it was an accidental call that I called on her birthday. I had forgotten her birthday. So I really wanted to, you know, this is kind of a last-minute trip that I decided to bring my kids up. And she loved it, and it was wonderful. And we decided, you know, I don't know if this is all older people. When they get old, they get very set in their ways, and they get very into kind of controlling what restaurant you go to. Surprises are not that welcome. They're not as welcome as they used to be. So it has to be kind of, you know, I'm saying, hey, I'd like to take you out for a really nice dinner. The girls are very well behaved. They can go to a very nice restaurant. Oh, let's just go to Chili's. Let's go. Uh-huh. You know, Chili's, the kids will like that. And she's doing it because of the kids. The kids will like it. You know, they have crayons there. Uh-huh. I'm like, no, Mom, we'll take it. So we finally we settle on this restaurant in my hometown that's a new place. In fact, it's sad for me because it was this great Italian restaurant, and they put a Japanese steakhouse in where it used to be. And we walk in, and this is just very, very brief. We're waiting. We finally get seated. It's just us at the table. And then the star of the show, of course, the Japanese chef, comes out. And I can't understand what he's saying. Really, I mean, he's just saying something.
Well, let's listen. Here he is.
Here he is right now. That was the waitress. There he is.
There he is.
Okay, he's been right there. So he says that to me, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. And I look at him, and he's like, and then he goes, hey, mama, and he clues into the fact that this is Mother's Day.
Your mama's son.
On some level to have mama, yes, and then he says something like, very beautiful lady, very, very beautiful lady, and I'm, you know, immediately I'm kind of like, okay, that's fine, it's cute, she's 84, and she's like, and then what develops is they begin what can best be described, and this hibachi chef has to be in his 20s, and what begins is, to me, a flirtation, and it's a flirtation that just went just a little bit, he, you know when they put the little oil on the, and they light it on fire?
Yeah.
He goes, it's for mama, not a beautiful lady, mama, and he puts it in the shape of a heart with a smiley face and points at her, and then she blows him a kiss.
You're overreacting.
Well,
you think the guy wants to get in your mom's pants?
And then
your mom's big oversized mom pants.
No, and then he blows her back a kiss.
Uh-huh.
And then the second time he did. What did he do with the vegetables? He did another hard for her, and it was just one of these. It was fine, and of course I don't believe that. It just went. At 84. Being her son, it just went that one little thing. It's like, okay, and I just went, okay, stop. You've done the mom thing. Now it's just a little creepy. It was just a little creepy. The way it happened, it was a little creepy.
I know the last couple of years of your life have not gone exactly as you had hoped.
Here we go.
But would that be...
Right.
Would that be the worst? Your mom,
84, up with a 25-year-old hibachi chef? Yes, I would be somewhat disturbed.
Your stepfather.
Yes.
A 24-year-old.
Hey, Michael.
Japanese guy.
Hey, we go out to dinner tonight, huh? We go to see your auntie, okay? No, it was fine.
Rub on.
It was a very, very nice dinner. Everybody seemed to enjoy themselves, and the shrimp were fantastic.
Can you imagine he goes back to the kitchen to get the food? Mm-hmm. He goes, order for number 3. Oh, but you got to make it special. there's such a hot woman out there.
Okay, all right. Yeah, no.
So why'd you get mad? Because you knew.
I didn't get mad. Didn't get mad at all. Didn't get mad. I got creeped.
You got creeped.
It was the kid blowing kisses to her. You said, oh, you're so sweet. It was like in a nice old lady way. And then you know, he goes, to you too. And I'm like, you know, hey, settle down. You know, settle down, samurai.
He didn't like grab himself.
No, he couldn't have been nicer. It was not an anger thing. It was not one of the, hey, that's my mom. It nosed into creepedom just ever so slightly.
You
and I haven't had that expression through all all throughout her 70s.
You don't
there was
wanna,
never a moment like that.
You don't want to hear this about Mary.
Yes. Yeah,
there's
no.
something about Mary. I want to tell you this.
Shut up.
Mike, hold
what?
On. Just hear me out.
I don't know if I want to.
She's your mom.
Yes.
You love her.
Yes.
She is still a woman.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. Right now, move forward, ever forward. God, oh my God!
There are some young Japanese
you know, I forgot
dude out
you've
there.
You've always done this. Yes, you know, hey, if whatever makes her happy,
there you,
you
go.
Know, whatever makes her happy,
that's the right attitude.
Mikey's home. Christmas time.
I want you to know that Feng Shui and I are getting married. I'm changing my name. I'm going to be known as Mary Feng Shui.
Oh, God.
And,
oh,
then, and
no.
then, how about if she dresses you up the way that Eric Bickle used to dress his son up?
For the wedding?
There's a guy we know, a guy who used to work here. Mm-hmm. Great guy, Eric Bickle. You know, and why is it when people leave, we talk about him like they're dead?
Right,
you know, like,
yeah. right.
The great Eric Bickle. Oh, he was a great guy.
He was a great man.
I'm sure he still is. A DJ works at HFS now.
Mm-hmm.
Married to Dina is his wife's name. She's a really nice girl. Asian. I'm not sure. Japanese, Chinese. I don't know. Whatever. She's Asian. And Eric had a picture when the son was born that he brought in.
Right.
His son wearing a little Chinese boy's outfit. It's obviously a rite of passage.
Mm-hmm.
He had a little red suit on.
Little Asian. Yeah, I'm not wearing that
little,
suit.
Little red hat. And even
I
Eric
refused to wear that suit.
Oh,
I'm wearing a business suit.
Even Eric
okay.
had to laugh when he came in with the pictures and said, look at these pictures. What the kid was like 3 months old.
Right. It was some sort of ceremony that they participated in.
And your mom could put you in a suit like that,
I ain't
that
going
too.
Through that. Not a chance. Not a chance. No.
It'd be better if it was, like a, like, a suit, a jacket that was not your size.
Yeah, like a, so it looked like a monkey in it.
Yeah,
that's even more fun.
Or you could do Chris Farley.
guy in a little suit.
A little suit.
There you come. He's so happy.
Oh.
So happy to see you.
I'm going to make your mom very happy.
No, they didn't take anything off the check, that's for sure. You know, they could have at least done that if he was so smitten. He wasn't smitten.
So he was.
No, he was.
So, tell me something. When did your big shot, this jockey's son, leave town?
Oh, God.
Huh?
That just gave me the willies right there.
Maybe I come over. You like Matlock? We watch Matlock. We watch Nash Bridges.
Hey, where you get the new TV?
Oh, your son gave you a new TV.
I get you a bigger, better TV.
This is beautiful. You don't want this. What is this? Sony, you don't want this. You want a name brand like Emerson.
You'll tell your son to stay away. I control all of your fortune.
I will take this television away and get you a much better one.
Yes, sir. You don't need to be in contact with your son no more at all. Yes, my worst nightmares come through.
I can imagine Mike starts calling. Hey, you call your mom almost every day, right?
I don't as much as I used to. I used to all the time.
And that wasn't a put down.
Really, the fact is, I used to, right after my father died, I called her all the time.
Yeah.
You know, Don, to be honest with you, there's got to be a little more me time now.
I've
gone through my little, you know, frankly, family members ought to be calling me a little more often. That's the way I look at it.
Kathy, are you listening?
God. I'll send you a picture my of my psychiatrist over here knows every detail of my life.
Can you imagine? Bring, you pick up. Hello, Omaha residents. You go,
I wish to ask your, and I'm doing that Japanese character too. I wish to ask your, I'm going to take your mother's hand in marriage. I wish for you to give me your blessing.
Hello, is my mom there? Who is this? This is Mike. There are no man known as Michael Mann in this house.
She cannot come to the phone.
Goodbye.
I control her whole fortune now.
Goodbye to you.
You are no longer welcome. You must stay away. Crazy Rhonda. You will stay away from house forever.
Fortune say, fortune cookie say, I love your mama. Wrong time.
I do not have anything to do with you. I will make sure you are cut out of the wheel.
Is it possible that the guy at the restaurant was just being nice to an old lady?
Charming.
Oh, well, okay.
Is it possible just being nice to a grandma?
Well, why don't you just suck all the comedy out of this now, okay?
Is that possible?
Yeah, that's exactly what he was doing.
Hold on, you told me in the office. You said, I got something I want to talk about. You said, it's a little creepy.
It's disturbing.
Little creepy?
Yeah, it nosed into creeping him. I think he probably would. He, you know what? To be honest, he probably doesn't even remember the table.
But sure you know what? Does. Or there's always that chance.
Got there number. Is she hiding.
I go to see her now.
Or maybe he did remember.
Yeah.
Got back to his hut that
what
night.
What I just said. Yeah. He just, you know, he said, I am obsessed. I cannot think of anyone. No. No, I don't think there's a chance of that.
No, I didn't mean that. I meant he would perhaps go back.
What did you mean, Don? What did you mean?
I meant that he would go back to his little patty shack and sit in his room with his big patty hat on. And,
right.
And,
yeah.
You
know.
Oh, God.
All right. Oh. Hey, you know, you pulled it right through to creepdom. That's on the other end. Pulled it right through the other side.
Clean out.
There you go. Oh, man.
Okay, the Weird Al guy. Oh, we got a break.
Huh? We must break now.
Fortunately, I'm pretty sure the guy from WeirdAlStar.com is not exactly scary busy. So you think he might be flexible to go on the next break?
I certainly hope he has a degree of flexibility.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm Cameron Gray, Operations Director. Don't blame me. Hi, I'm Cameron Gray, Operations Director. Don't blame me. Hi, I'm Cameron Gray.
Anyone can share VD.
Hi, I'm Cameron Gray.
With someone nice as you.
Gray, Operations Director. Don't blame me.
VD is for everybody.
Hi, I'm Cameron Gray, Operations Director.
Don't
Cameron Gray up.
That anyone can get
ED. Hi, I'm Cameron Gray, Operations Director. Don't blame me.
It's all about.
Hello. If you're curious or confused, get information or a pamphlet at most pharmacies or a health clinic. If you need help, see a doctor.
Hi, I'm Cameron Gray, Operations Director. Don't blame me.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, Julia.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the moonberries.
Obey them, or they will choke you out. Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Amen.
All right, remind me here.
Oh, God.
I want to do the point-counterpoint.
Mm.
Alan King dead and Marie Osmond's mother dead.
Almost.
Who is more important?
Mm-hmm.
Mike and I will do that in a second. In fact, Robbie, give us like the... Can we do it in a minute, you think?
Hey, name that tune in 60 seconds.
We can do it in a minute. I wanted to mention before we get the Weird Al Yankovic guy on the phone that I was at the website betwts.com. Where there are people who are betting seriously millions of dollars on American Idol, and my girl LaToya London is the current favorite. Now this changes every day.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
Changes every day. She's 2-3, 2-3 odds. Meaning you bet three, you win two.
Right.
You bet $3, you win two.
And 3-2 is two. What is it? What are the odds?
She's 2-3. Fantasia is 7-5. Fat Deanna and Hawaiian Jasmine.
Deanna.
Diana
DeJarmo.
She's 7-1, and Jasmine Triaz is 11-1.
All right.
Those are the odds for American Idol. I saw a thing on TV that was funny with John Stevens.
John Stevens is enjoying, really, the last gasps of his 15 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, Mandy. Oh, Mandy, when you came on, you gave off me cry. It was John Stevens Day at his elementary school or high school, wherever he goes.
He's 16.
They saw it. They had a thing on Entertainment Tonight where they had some kids saying, sing for us, Johnny. And I never thought of him as a Johnny. He always was a John to me.
Johnny,
and he appeared embarrassed. Yeah. And about Entertainment Tonight, here's a question. I'm watching the one over the weekend where they had John Stevens going and being embarrassed at his school.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary Hart, that old horse, she gets on and she says, here's what's coming up Monday. Brad Pitt in his movie Troy, blah, blah, Ashton Kutcher marries Demi Moore, and...
Troy, incidentally, which I predict will be a flop of biblical proportions.
Wow. Please remember that Mike also predicted that Dwayne Johnson would be the breakout star. I rented The Rock's movie, that the one that, the buddy picture that he did.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. PU. You still want to stand behind that?
Yeah. Yeah.
That he's the guy?
Yeah, I think so. The Walking Tall one is the
right.
Is the one that I was. That's when I made that.
That's still in theaters?
Yeah, I think so.
No, it's not.
It's
no.
Not?
No. It tanked right away.
Okay. Yeah. Anybody else? Anybody? Come on. Come on, guys.
No.
I mean, you know, it's fine.
We were just surprised by that call.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think Troy is going to be a flop. I think Troy is going to be a flop.
So noted.
I think it'll be a smash.
Okay.
I mean, I won't go see it.
I actually think it'll be a smash.
Anyway, Entertainment Tonight, they're doing all this stuff with the shows that I watch and the stars that I like. And then Mary Hart says, and on Monday, more exclusive talking with Charles Manson. And he's got the swastika in his forehead. And I'm thinking, no, wait a minute, hold on a second.
Yeah.
The show is Entertainment Tonight. I get Brad Pitt in a dress for Troy.
Right.
I get, you know, Demi in action. Where does Charles Manson exactly fit in on...
It's obviously the sick tie-in to the fact that it's what? Mm-hmm. Is it a TNT movie?
It's CBS. And that
is it a CBS movie?
CBS,
That's what it is.
Okay.
That's how they justify it.
Okay, never mind.
And you know, the guy that plays him, I don't know who the actor is, that weird skinny actor.
Joe Oranger
playing the role of Charles Manson looks so... much like it. I don't think it's a difficult look to capture. I mean, if you get a skinny guy with wild eyes.
Mike, I think that guy for the Red Sox, that outfielder for the Red Sox.
Johnny Damon, Mountain Man.
also, Rupert from Survivor has a little Charles Manson.
You take more weight off Rupert, he would look like him. But I think that's probably why they're tying that in.
And I just got one more thing I have to tell you. Actually, two more things. I read myself this. I was just on ClayAiken.com.
Again.
And you'll be glad to know.
More legs than John Stevens.
That when the DVD edition of Aladdin comes out, he's going to be singing a song, and we're going to have a copy of it in about a week. You know what the song is called?
What's it called?
Are You Proud of Your Boy?
Are you proud of your boy?
This is Clay.
Well, just you're a bunch of dear hearts, and I'm just so happy. And I think that little old John Stevens was just maligned.
And we're trying to get Bob Zamuda on the phone. Remember, we had Bob Zamuda on. He's Andy Kaufman's friend.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The guy who was the other Andy Kaufman when they would do the dueling guys.
Right.
Andy Kaufman died of lung cancer, middle of May. 1984, but...
Allegedly.
Yeah, okay, now this is the thing. According to the legend, which Bob Zamuda said he didn't believe when we had him on the show...
Right.
Andy Kaufman was going to reproduce himself...
What was the movie that was the movie about Andy Kaufman?
Man in the Moon.
Man in the Moon, that's when we talked to that guy, Zamuda.
And he's going to resurrect himself. Not resurrect, because he's allegedly, some people say, not dead. Mm-hmm. It's a 20-year hoax. Anyway, we got a press release from Bob Zamuda... telling us that, inviting us to the party, we can't go because we don't live in Los Angeles, but it's May 16th at the House of Blues.
Okay.
He's having the 100 people who want to be there to say hi to Andy. He sent us two invitations.
Really?
Yeah, that's nice. It's like 100 people. I guess anybody can get in, but there's a VIP area, and the 100 people are going to be there, and you're all going to be waiting to see if Andy Kaufman shows up.
Returns.
Bob Zamuda doesn't think he's going to be showing up.
No, now, when did he die?
May 16th is when we're invited to this party, so that's next week. Or is it this week? What's today? The 10th? That would be Saturday.
Yeah, the Sunday, I thought.
So 84, May 16th, 84 is when he died?
14th, Sunday. You're right, Sunday's the day.
But I also think, I hate to be this way, but it's Bob Zamuda trying to stay in the forefront, because the last thing he did that was happening, really, was comic relief. And
right.
He's already ridden the train once.
Yeah, and he's also doing... I mean, how long has he been banging that Kaufman thing?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, my God.
He was good, though. Tony Clifton.
Yeah,
he was good.
Andy Kaufman. I mean, his ancient history.
Well, Mike,
right?
Come on. But it is the 20th, and everybody has wondered, you know, because that was the legend.
He was supposed to come back.
Was it supposed to be a 20-year hoax?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would be the 20th anniversary.
Sunday is the 20th anniversary.
This would be Bob's last hurrah. But, you know, I'd buy that. I mean, there is something to it as far as the... Andy Kaufman comes out. The thing is, though, you know, I think really based on the right now the popularity of Andy Kaufman, I mean, he should have made it a 10-year hoax.
Yeah,
I mean, I think that might have been a better
forget.
Maybe a 1-year hoax.
Yeah.
but don't you think that, you know, obviously it won't happen. But if it did happen,
It would be huge. It would not be huge.
Here's the thing
until it did happen.
Right.
Until Andy floated down from the sky.
Here's the thing that I'm thinking about when I'm looking at this thing. Of course, he's not going to. And Rob's right. This guy's a Buddhist trying to get some type of 15 minutes of fame. And he was on the show for about an hour more than one time. Mm-hmm. So of course he'll invite us out there. He didn't offer to pay for us to go out there. It's two tickets to go to this thing. So he must think, hey, I talked to these two schmuck disc jockeys who really were big Andy Kaufman fans.
Yeah, I mean, what disturbs me, do you think he's going through the Rolodex and goes, oh, who can I invite? Oh, there were these two disc jockeys that were really into it.
Well, the letter that we got said...
He personally remembered the interview?
Hold on, no. Only 100 people will be invited to be personal guests of Bob Zemuda. Congratulations.
Yeah, and you're like me. I distrust these things.
So do I. But anyway, just in case it happens.
Uh-huh. We were invited.
We were invited.
Way to cover the base.
And if Andy Kaufman does show up, oh, God, that'll be bad. Because then we'll have to kill ourselves.
I might actually think about, is it a Friday night or is it a
Sunday night?
Sunday night.
Sunday night in Los Angeles. You have to catch the red eye back.
I would think about going. Is The Rock going to be there?
we got to call the Weird Al guy. Here's the deal. There's a website, weirdalstar.com. A guy named David Rossi has the website. But yeah, let's hear it for David Rossi.
Yeah.
Anyway, he wants Weird Al to get his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And it's a thing that costs $15,000. Rick Dees has a name on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
That's too funny. It is not only like you have to pay, but you have to schmooze as well. Is that right?
Yes, there is
a very big schmoozing, and then they go, hey, we've accepted you. Where's your donation?
Yes, it's a big board of directors where they make you go through mumbo jumbo, and then they finally say, congratulations, we're going to put you on the street. Oh, yeah, one last thing. That'll be $15,000.
And they make a big deal about the fact that whenever you hear these things covered, yeah, you hear, this is the youngest person ever to get these.
Right.
And they make it sound like they select, but in fact, if you pay for it, it's a little inky.
So we're going to call the guy now that wants to get Al Yankovic a star. And if Rick Dees has a star, why not Al Yankovic?
Oh, I agree. Fair enough.
For goodness sakes. And we're on the website now. Mm. Help cement Al's stardom. He is... Thus far, hello.
Hello.
David.
Yes.
Hey, it's Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there. David is thus far, we're on the website right now, he's gotten from people donating money, $3,218.
Congratulations,
for
David.
Weird Al getting a star. Now it costs...
He's got to use your argument, that's for sure, to get that star thing.
It costs $15,000. Mm-hmm. Listen, here's the thing. You should get a better price than that. Because Rick Dees has got a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, I don't know about if Jesus does or not.
Oh, no, I didn't say Jesus. I said Rick Dees.
Rick Dees, Dees, David.
But thank you for confusing Jesus Christ with disc jockey Rick Dees.
You're familiar with the late Rick Dees?
I'm familiar with Rick Dees, of course.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, okay. He has a star. So
how long you been a big Weird Al fan, David?
Oh, I've been a big Weird Al fan for years.
And says, you sound like fun. You sound like a fun guy. I don't know which of these songs I like best.
Eat It.
Another One Rides the Bus.
And I'm out.
I Lost on Jeopardy.
Yeah. That was
Amish Paradise.
It's a pretty impressive line of songs there.
What's your favorite, David?
My Bologna.
Oh, my favorite is his take on Nirvana, Smells Like Nirvana.
Ah, genius he was. Or still is.
Yeah, still is. He's still with us, right?
Why does
David, he's still alive?
David?
Yes?
Weird Al, still alive?
Of course Weird Al's still alive. He's been in the business 24 years.
Oh, and don't forget that Michael Jackson's on Bad. That became Fat. Remember?
Right.
Because I'm
Fat.
Oh,
I like that one. That was a good video back when they played videos.
Really, really fat. So, why does Weird Al Yankovic belong on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Sell me on this, and maybe I'll make a donation to WeirdAlStar.com.
That's right. WeirdAlStar.com, well, basically, we're just a bunch of Weird Al fans who really think Al deserves this star. And some of the reasons we think he deserves this star is, well, like you said, other people on the Walk of Fame have a star, and Al doesn't, and we think Al's been deserving of this star.
David?
As they are, yes.
David, do you go out and speak publicly about this?
I will.
Have you thought about maybe getting someone to do that for you?
David?
Yes.
Have you?
Well, let me finish up with why we think Weird Al deserves a star.
Yes.
Right. Because this man has released 11 full-length comedy albums.
Yes.
Grammy Awards.
Yes.
Grammy nominations.
Yes.
He's more than 20 gold and platinum albums.
Yes.
His own movie.
Yeah.
In the business 24 years.
Yeah, you said that before.
Right.
Yes. So do you have a connection with, excuse me, you know, I've got...
Don, clear your throat, please, while we're on the phone with Mr. Rossi.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry.
Sorry about that.
Oh.
You ever have that when you get like a lunger and then you get
nasty.
You go to spit it out and you still you've got that strand that's between your upper lip and your it's like a little ribbon almost a ribbon of spit.
Yeah, David, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Why do you suppose Al has stayed single all these years?
Well, Al is not single. He's a happily married man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was misinformed.
Sorry.
He's what in his 60s now?
Al is in his
40s. He's in his
40s. 40s, really?
Right. Wow. Hold on. We've looked up Al in the Book of Rock and Roll Knowledge. Ricky, remember that? That was...
Yes.
Like a Ricky Ricardo thing. I lost on Jeopardy. King of Suede.
Oh, yeah.
Like a Surgeon. Don't forget Like a Surgeon.
Oh, yeah. Who could forget that? That's one of your favorites, isn't it, David?
Oh, absolutely.
And that would be about it. And Al Yankovic. Have you met Al?
I've met Al.
Oh, yeah. Good. How is Al?
And... Al's a great guy.
Is he super?
Friendly guy, absolutely.
Is he weird? Is he weird?
He's weird.
How so? How is he weird?
Well, he just likes to get wacky and likes to...
Well, explain how.
How does he like to get wacky?
Well, he just likes to have a good time.
No, explain why. How? Just explain... Just explain why. Come on.
What does he do, dude? Does he party?
He goes out and he makes people laugh.
How?
Lyrics to songs and poking fun at life in general.
We double checked, David. He is single.
Oh. Well, you better not tell his wife that.
David, how'd you get the job as being the spokesperson like to do interviews for this?
I was out in California and I noticed that Weird Al was one of the celebrities who did not have a star.
You're a dynamic personality. Can I tell you that? I think I'm an astute judge of character.
Amen.
And I think that you have a dynamic, commanding personality.
I'm thinking only one thing right now. What can we do to help?
What you can do to help?
Yes. Here's the first thing. We got to change your name.
Yeah.
The name David Rossi, is that your real name, sir?
Yes.
Let me tell you something. You're in show business. You're associated with WeirdAlStar.com.
You need a showbiz name.
From now on, your name is... O.J. McKay.
O.J. McKay. What do you think about that?
Like
O.J. McKay.
O.J. McKay. Come on, you got to be showbiz, baby. David Rossi is nobody. O.J. McKay is somebody. Or how about this? Captain Whammo.
Oh, yes.
David, we've researched it. His wife, in actuality, is married to him. Our apologies.
Well, that's good. Well, you can visit WeirdAlStar.com, and you can make a donation.
Have you thought about getting a line as to why... You think he's weird? Something he did? Did he ever, do anything to you that was weird?
He never did anything to me.
That's good.
Have you ever had personal contact with Al?
I have.
Yeah.
Intimate contact?
No.
I mean, like in a one-on-one situation?
In a one-on-one, fan to fan? Fan to
artist? Fan to a legend? Yeah. Be honest, fan to a legend.
Fan to a legend, yeah.
Fan to a legend?
Please to explain his smell.
I didn't hear what you said.
Explain to us the way he smells.
Does he smell good?
When you get close to a celebrity, you inhale, you smell them. I've been close to a lot of celebrities. It's the first thing I do is try to smell them. How did he smell?
Of course, he smells just great.
Does he smell musky?
Is musky? No, he just smells like...
Any appreciable scent of cologne? Deodorant?
Deodorant, of course. He wears deodorant.
He wears.
Are you sure?
How do you know that? You say that with a very sense of authority.
Well, obviously he smelled it. You smelled it, right?
Smelled it, of course.
Ah.
Oh, so he smells. So he's a good smelling man.
Yeah.
How big are his hands? Pardon me. How about his feet? Big feet. Nicely defined.
How about like 10 and a half shoes.
10 and a half shoes. So he's got big feet and hands.
What's his waist size?
His waist size.
Yeah. Make a guess.
He's kind of a string bean.
30 or 34.
30 or 34.
Well, no, there's a wealth of things. You have 30, that's a small man to a big man. You figure it's 30?
He's a fit guy, you know.
He's a fit.
Well, what makes him weird?
Does he work out a lot?
Does Al work out a lot?
Yeah.
Probably. He gets a two-hour workout every night on stage.
How long has he been playing the accordion?
He's been playing the accordion almost all his life. He picked it up when he was 7 years old.
That was a gag.
No, didn't you know he really played?
I didn't know.
Oh, he plays the accordion.
Yeah, no, really does.
He plays the accordion. David, you're only $12,000 away now. You've been on our national radio show for almost 10 minutes. We've mentioned WeirdAlStar.com. Does your site update automatically as the thousands roll in?
Well, as they roll in, I will update the site.
Yeah. David, this is your opportunity.
So it doesn't refresh automatically, because I'm seeing you're still at the same amount since you've been on the show.
No, we don't refresh automatically.
David, this is one of your last chances to really give your emotional appeal, and I want you to pull something from yourself that we haven't heard yet. I want some passion. I want some real passion. I know you might be passionate about this, but it's not coming through on this interview. Give us one real.
Why does Weird Al need his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Why?
David,
we want to give Weird Al back what he's been giving us for the past 24 years.
Yeah.
Thank you, Weird Al.
Yeah.
And this is our way of saying thank you to Weird Al, putting him up there with all those other Hollywood greats.
Have you ever had the chance to shake hands with Al?
Yes, I have.
Firm?
Firm handshake.
A firm, strong handshake?
He's a good guy, a firm handshake.
David, what is the Al short for?
Al is short for Alfred.
Alfred. I think you should use Alfred in your show.
Alfred Yankovic.
We think Alfred Yankovic.
Weird Alfred.
Do you have a middle name?
Alfred Matthew Yankovic.
Alfred. We think that Alfred Matthew Yankovic deserves a star.
But only if it goes under that name. Alfred Matthew Yankovic. If that's the case, I'll give you $100 right now.
Give me $100. Well, I think that's up to Weird Al to make that decision, what he wants his name.
What's Al's wife's name?
Lucky.
His wife's name is Suzanne.
We think that Alfred Matthew Yankovic and Suzanne deserve this.
I think Alfred deserves it, too.
His initials spell Amy. Coincidence?
Probably.
Probably. All right, well, listen, you are a great spokesman, and this is a great... great topic.
I love it, and I sure hope you're successful. I think after coming on this program, you're going to be very, very surprised at how quickly you reach your goal.
$15,000 for Al Yankovic.
That's right. $15,000 is all we need, and we're $3,000 there, and you can do your part by coming.
Now, I want to play you something. I want to play you something that we got from somebody, and you tell me what you think. This is her name is Linda. The lady who wrote this. Tell me what you think of this.
Well, nothing's been the same since he left that day. Momentum for the skin slowly faded away. We know he loved his cars, he loves the fast track. But in Redskins land, we're glad he's coming back.
Yeah.
As Redskins fans, we're not trying to be glib. But look out, Dallas, our coach is Joe Gibbs. Joe Gibbs!
There it is.
So what do you think?
Very good, very good.
Yeah,
good.
I like
good.
It. Yeah, good. We think this might be the next big thing.
How about this one? We try to find talent out there. Tell us what you think of this one.
Watch her cooking for little Granny. Watch her cooking for little Granny. What's for supper? What do you got?
Let me take a peek in my pot.
What do you think of that?
A little hard to hear the lyrics, but it sounded like it had a good tune.
So not as good as the previous one.
All right, and one more that we want to play from a talented guy who's, I want to say, a protege of our show. And let me also mention, your website is WeirdAlStar.com. We'll check back. You have $3,200. Now you need $15,000. Let's get your assessment, David, on this talent.
She comes out like a rose, but everybody knows. She'll get you in touch. You can look like she's dead in nighttime.
What do you think of that?
Again, it's a little hard to hear the lyrics, but the music sounds good.
Of the three that we played for you, the Joe Gibbs song, the What You Cooking for Dinner, Vittles, and Poison Ivy, which do you think has the most potential to be the next Weird Al Yankovic?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot here.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Yeah, we are. You know, you're a good judge of talent.
Again, it's a little hard to hear the lyrics, but I did think the number one was the
first one.
I think you chose it correctly.
Number one. Okay, you're right. Well, how
all right.
long?
You're the man, David.
How long have I said it? Just that opening? Well,
fantastic. It is the best. I mean, there's no question.
You know, I can tell you like you like the white Randy Jackson. You really are, my friend. And when is there going to be a Weird Al night on American Idol?
Oh my goodness.
I don't know. And Weird Al's
wouldn't that be special, though?
That would be special.
Maybe you can get that going on your website.
All right, good luck to you, sir.
All right, thank you.
And please pass our best wishes along to Alfred Matthews.
I will.
And Susan.
And Suzanne, yeah.
And Suzanne.
Oh, Suzanne.
Yes. Yeah.
Suzanne.
All right, thank you, David.
All right, thank you for your time.
You bet.
And again, please visit WeirdAlStar.com and help Weird Al get the star that he deserves.
There you go. Yeah, he loves those Hawaiian shirts, doesn't he?
He's crazy. Has Al ever touched you?
Gotta shake my hand, of course.
Oh, you know what I mean.
No, of course not. Al's not that kind of.
No.
Well, we were wondering. What do you mean? You didn't really explain the weird part.
Well, he did those Michael Jackson parodies, and
I don't know what you're talking about. I said, has he touched your heart?
Has he touched my heart as a fan? Of course.
That's what we were talking about.
Has he touched your heart as a man?
As a fan, yes.
But as a man to a fan, has he touched your heart?
I think he touches the heart of any of his fans, whether they're male or female.
And there's nothing weird about that, is there, David?
No, of course not.
Good answer.
Well, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Until next time, don't forget that our time is limited, so we got to go. Current time is 19 until the hour. Until next time, we wish you the best of times.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Bye, ass. Okay, there he goes. There's
that was fun.
David Rossi, WeirdAlStar.com. Yeah. Well-spoken young man, felt very strongly about his favorite star, Al Yankovic.
Give him a couple of years, he might get that money.
I didn't think we'd ever be able to get him to shut up.
And now am I going to get that monkey off my back? Because, boy, have I felt bad. We were making jokes that day about Weird Al's parents, and he went out and did the show.
Consider the debt paid.
Now let's take your call. Phone scan. We got just enough time for a phone scan. Rotating at random, and these calls are on screen. So any animal can call us. From America, 877-365-3636. Canada, 800-636-1067. You're live. Unscreen calls coming right up. We love you, Alfred.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
I must not scream. I must not scream in front of them. I must say, I must not listen to my mind. I must not run off the set. I must not run. I must not run. I know I'll break down. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God. What God? I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act. Can't act. Can't act at all. End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out. And my mind is telling me. There's a way out. You get a nice, cool gun.
We'll talk with Phyllis Diller and continue with our panel right after this. Don't go away.
Yeah. The Don and Mike Show. Good segue, Larry.
Yeah. Rated PG. Pretty good. The Don and Mike Show.
And tomorrow, I don't know how long we're going to be able to go with this. But it's Larry King's new book on tape, Why I Love Baseball.
Why I Love Baseball.
I just want to warn you, it could be an all-day sucker. If we dive into it in the first break, it could be one of those things we don't stop until we're done with it.
But I don't think there are any two people in the country that enjoy poking fun at Larry King more than we do.
Draw the mic.
We've been doing it for years. We have been a thorn in Larry's side for years.
We did it before it was fashionable.
True. Right.
And ask us someday. We don't have time now. We're into a phone scan. We'll tell you about when we were friends with him.
Uh-huh. Right.
When he actually
came on our show, and then we roasted him.
Yes.
And he wanted us on the dais.
We were up there with a bunch of famous people.
Wow.
Bad breath blowing in our face. We were kissing his ass like you wouldn't believe.
We kissed his ass for a long time, and then we stopped, and it went south.
Phone scan now. It all involved his daughter.
He confronted you in a shopping mall one time.
Phone scan, 877-365-3636. And you can hear it when Larry King gets a call about us on a show. And lots of DJs have listeners that call Larry King's show.
Right.
But when they call about us,
he stumbles and he gets all flustered.
Yes.
Because he probably just doesn't understand that what we're doing is fun.
Exactly.
Hello. You're on the air. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. I just want to thank God for having the mutant gonorrhea up here in Baltimore.
Yeah, why?
Because I think it keeps the gene pool clean so that we don't have things like hog dogging.
Okay, listen, honey. A nice statement. Thank you. You don't have videos of pigs fighting dogs in Baltimore, but you do have a mutant strain of gonorrhea, and you'd rather have the gonorrhea than have videotapes of dogs.
I'm so confused. I don't know where to begin.
I would rather have the mutant gonorrhea.
She's trying to make the best of it.
Okay.
You know what? In a roundabout way, she's advocating something that I've actually heard you shout out a window.
What's that?
Thin the herd.
It's true. Mike Show. That was with a megaphone as we were driving through a traffic jam.
Yes, thin the herd.
Thin the herd.
Thin the herd, you yelled at homeless people.
Right.
Nature's way.
Hello, Don and Mike. Thanks for remembering you as homeless people.
Thin the herd.
Thin the herd. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Speak to us.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, I want to see if I can interest you in a trade.
Trade of what? For what?
I want to go to the race with Joe and be a redneck with him, and in exchange, I'll give you a $100 check made out to my wife and a wrestling prize pack I won today for being a load.
This guy again.
Is this guy
it
again?
Can't be him again. There's no way.
Is this you again?
Steve, is this you?
Yes, sir.
Steve, what are you doing?
I just got off 95.
Steve, I can't believe what you've done.
Congratulations.
Steve, you violated...
You've selected as a charter member in the Don and Mike exclusive Listeners Club. You are now a registered Don and Mike caller and are entitled to all the privileges that come with said title.
Uh-huh.
Be sure to watch your mailbox for your registered Don and Mike caller sign, which is to be placed prominently in your front yard.
Right.
You have been profiled, tagged, and you are now in the book. Good day. I said good day, sir.
Now,
good day.
Thank you, dude Walker. In case you weren't listening earlier, and shame on you, we're taking phone calls from people who didn't call their moms on Mother's Day. And this guy, Steve, was on the radio for about 30 minutes with us, with his wife and with his mother.
Obviously not quite enough. Obviously not understanding that you know, that appearance was fine and he should let it go.
And his wife said he'd been on once before as a big load.
Yeah. Yes.
And now he can never come on again?
0000000007?
Exactly.
Seven.
We need a last initial, though.
Steve, well, we have it, don't we? For the prizes.
Okay.
We don't even need to get it from Steve.
I want it from him.
All right, what's your last initial, Steve?
F.
F.
Steve F.
Steve F. All right, Steve. As we say to everybody before we ban them forever, for eternity from the show, because we do appreciate the fact that you're listening, what would you like to say in summation?
And mom.
There you go. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Sorry we had to put him in the book.
But it was absolutely... I mean, it was...
If you just... I'm only saying I'm sorry. If you just got in your car,
right,
you hadn't heard the first part of the show, you might not know. And the guy was okay when we had him on...
His wife was better.
When we had him on 2.5 hours ago.
You understand.
It was really a nice segment, and it's just a shame that... That's an automatic violation. Automatically, yeah, they put him in the book. There was no thought process involved
he's
on
out.
Our part. Yeah, he's gone.
Ruined. Book him. Book him. Joe. Hey, Joey. Joe. Book that mother.
Got him.
Book him.
Thanks, Joe.
Joe. Weekend's here. Have a can of beer. We got him. Don and Mike, hello.
Hello, dear. Jupiter
United
Fire, dear.
I love Mrs. Doubtfire. What was that? What was that, sir?
Jupiter United Fire, dear.
Horrible phone.
It's a terrible phone.
Yeah. It's a bad phone. Call back on a better phone. We like you. Call back.
Okay.
Okay. We hardly ever say that. Like to that guy, Steve, we didn't say to him, call back in 2.5 hours.
Oh, no.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello, Don and Mike Radio Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, that's what did it the second time when I said Don and Mike Radio Show.
It was too much for him.
He just hung up.
No, he was going over the falls.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, phone scan. You see these calls are on screen. Turn your radio down, please.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, turn your phone down. Turn your radio down.
Radio down.
Did you say turn your phone down?
Turn your phone down. Actually, it was wishful thinking.
What can we do for you?
I have to talk quick. The old man doesn't like me talking on the phone. I wanted to thank Buzz for keeping me in the know. Yeah. He is the newsman.
All right. Okay, bye-bye. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes.
How you doing?
You know, let me just say something that, about this phone scan.
Uh-huh.
That I love taking unscreened calls. However, if you guys don't get your act together, and I'm not threatening anything with the book or anything mean, we'll continue to take, because we love your phone calls. I'm going to have to insist that all of our callers do what... I'm going to bring in an article tomorrow. I was reading in a radio magazine.
Okay.
That, do you know what Radio Disney is?
Yes.
Radio Disney is a format for AM stations that, seriously, it's aimed at six-year-olds.
Right.
It's for soccer moms in the car. It's called Radio Disney. So right. I'm reading in one of my radio magazines the woman who runs the company, who is the CEO of this.
Mm-hmm.
And she's describing how she has 35 to 50-year-old adults who are on as disc jockeys playing records. Hello, sir? Give me a second. I'm going to get to a salient point here. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for waiting.
My bad, sorry.
Thank you. No, not your bad. And were you singing or speaking?
I was singing.
Why?
Just because I like you guys.
Thank you. What were you? Was it a song about us?
It was the song that one guy sang about 2 weeks ago.
Well, let's hear it. What is it?
Don and Mike Show, Don and Mike Show. It was Tom Gavin.
Yeah,
right. So, anyway, you're like the type of person that I was thinking about here, because what she said is, keep in mind, she's got a, and you're going to have to hear it the way it's written in this magazine, but she's saying, I've got disc jockeys who are doing radio shows for six-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you get your disc jockeys together to do a radio show for a six-year-old?
Yeah.
How would you, Mike, how would you send them out? I mean,
the thing is, I've listened to that Radio Disney, and I've listened to the another station that's programmed specifically for kids.
Right.
And what you do is really you have to go towards their sense of humor, mm-hmm. which is absolutely the same sense of humor that we have on this show.
Well, what this woman...
No. I'm saying you just have to to bring it down right to, like, there's the potty thing. You know, that's what they like. That's what's funny.
They don't do, like, fart jokes on...
No, but
radio.
They no. talk about your bottom and stuff like that, and kids
do they really
laugh out of that. Yeah.
Now, how come someone doesn't turn them into the FCC? If radio, no,
but in a
Radio Disney song,
but
about
not in
your
a,
bottom,
not in a scatological way at all. It's just, but they
well,
do.
What's going to be if it's not scatological?
It's just, you know, they'll play songs about it.
About your bottom.
They'll play.
What
songs.
Do they play? Baby Got Back?
No, they play songs about going to the potty. They do songs like that. Absolutely.
Uh-huh. See, and if we did that, we'd get fined.
True.
I'm positive we would get fined. Anyway,
but I hear the guys that do it, and I thought it's funny you bring this up, because when I listen to that radio, you listen to these guys, and they do a pretty good job, and it's difficult. It's really difficult.
Here's what the woman said. What she does for her disc jockeys. She makes them go to workout camps where you do one-on-one and you improv.
Ah. Huh.
So, you know, what a load, what a crock that is, that you send some guy out and he's in an improv group like the Groundlings or something, mm-hmm. and he's doing maybe cutting-edge comedy, and he comes back and he's supposed to translate this on the radio and go, "Hey, good morning. Anybody got a poopy doopy in their diaper wiper, huh? Hear Jessica Simpson on Radio Disney." Now, why do you have to go to an improv workshop?
You don't.
To be able to... Anyway, I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Interesting.
And my point was, I'm long-winded here. I'm sorry. It's one of my best qualities, long-winded. A lot of you guys need to go to an improv workshop before you call the show.
I still, even at this early age, I don't understand what makes my daughters laugh. But I'll tell you, the one thing I do enjoy is when they do laugh.
Sure.
I'm not particularly obsessed about what's making them laugh, but when I hear it, and believe me, you can hear it across the entire room, you hear that...
Yeah.
You know, that belly laugh thing, yeah. which I think is the greatest sound in the world. You can hear it, but I don't. I listen to this guy, and of course, they love it. I don't subscribe to it anymore. You like the XM, and we can say that, you know. So
yeah.
the kids thing is what they love, and I'm probably going to get it just for that reason. And listen, this disc jockey I listen to, I want to stab him in the eye with an ice pick by the time I drop them off at school.
Well, it's because he's going to improv workshop. Can you imagine that? Mm. You got a job where you're talking to 6-year-olds?
Hey, how are you? You know, I don't trust any of those guys that do that.
I
don't trust anybody that does that kind of entertainment. I shouldn't. It's horrible.
You know what? Yeah.
But I don't like any of those people on the TV network. Either
kid touchers. That's what you think.
That's what I think.
Yeah. You think they're all Michael Jackson.
It's horrible, and I'm sure that the vast majority of them aren't, but it's the way I feel, especially when you see somebody saying, "Well, you go around the world today, and it's just like, you know, you really just put them in a jail.
You see a lot of
I mean, I know we need that kind of entertainment
sure.
for kids.
You yeah. see a lot of them in between programmings on like, whatever, the PBS Kids and
that
stuff
type
like
of
that
thing.
On TV.
I watched all that stuff. You know, really, my thing, I don't care if they're a disc jockey or they're on TV, put them in a suit. Put them in a felt suit.
Like Huckleberry Hound?
Yeah, no, like Barney.
Hi, Kim.
You want to? You want to give? Don't send them to an improv camp. You put one of those plastic heads on them and make them talk through a mascot outfit. Right. That'll get you in the mood. Because then you want to just go, hey, you know. Otherwise, you'll be sitting there going, "Hi, Timmy. Okay, where are you calling from? Oh, Stockton, California. That's great. Put the suit on them. Then they're going, hey, hey.
But they still, once they're in the suit, need to know how the San Diego Chicken would think.
Hey, it's Radio Disney. How you doing? This is Al Qaeda.
Do you know seriously? And I am not tooting my own horn here. I'm not. But you know what my kids have finally begun to track with?
What's that?
Just, I mean, like a month ago, they want me to do every single voice that I do. And my daughter, my oldest daughter, said, leans over and says, Daddy, she was sitting with an adult. She said, Daddy, what station do you work on? And I said, the station. She said, do those voices. And I didn't do it on the plane, but that's what. Right now, 8 and 6 years old, they like goofy voices.
Funny voices.
That's what they like.
Good morning, kids. I'm back from my improv workshop. How are you doing today? Are you having a good day? Are you a good boy and girl? You know what we're going to talk about today? Have you ever had a glass of water? Have you wondered what happens to that water after you drink it? Radio Disney. I tell you, after this record.
Oh, you're killing me.
I learned that at my improv. My improv workshop. And imagine, you're going to an improv workshop where your goal is to learn how to get into the mind of a 6-year-old.
Yeah, now play the intro again. I'll show you the way that I think it should be done.
Okay, okay. Good. Hold on a second. Here's your jingle. Hold on a second.
Oh, that's all you need.
That's what they like.
That's what they want. That's what they want.
It's just my opinion.
You're probably right.
You know.
They
like it?
Yeah.
Hey, kids. How's your coolie? Call me up. I'll describe a bad accident I had in bed last night.
Oh, my God. Hey, are you still there?
Yeah.
What can we do for you, my friend? I see we're almost... Oh, God, we're into Buzz News time. What can we do for you?
I love you both, but I wanted to ask Mike if he could give all the listeners an update on how Hershey's doing.
Hershey the...
Hershey the pony.
I can give you an update.
Your dog's... Your daughter's
pony. I'll do it for you over the intro to a song. I can do that if you...
I'd love it that way.
An update on my kid's course.
Wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Hold on a second. KCBQ.
Thank you. That was not for you, sir. That was for the children in the audience. Thank you. But thank you for appreciating us. I hear it.
Radio Disney. Fifth caller right now. Yes, come over to my lavatory. How you doing, kiddies? I learned that in my workshop.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, listen, what? Did you have your question answered?
Now, the horse I have not yet checked. We got to check on the horse maybe next weekend.
It's right. Alive, though, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure he's alive.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, can I do the jingle once?
Pardon me?
Can I do the jingle? Can you set me up with the song so I can do the DJ thing real quick?
You want to? Yeah, listen. You know what?
Not only are you the last person, but you're showing a lot of spunk.
Yeah. Initiative.
I'll give you the jingle. It's a short. Right. It's a short intro. You ready?
Go.
Listen. Here you go.
Hey, this is Michael Jackson. I'm at Never Never Land, and I'm up in a tree. And guess what? I think
that was potential.
That was good, except
to leave the brown. Come on, guys.
No, hold on. You can't talk about poops.
Oh, I forgot. Excuse me, guys.
Come on, it's not the show we're doing anymore.
And you're very fortunate we just put another person in the book before you called.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, guys.
I don't know if anybody hit the button or not. Did I hit the button?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, how would you know if I hit the button, dummy?
I heard you.
No, no,
Let's find one more last person before the phones again tonight. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Yes, turn your radio down, please.
Don. First things first. I'm here in Salt Lake City, Utah. You guys are funny. Forget about it. You guys are just off the wall.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hey, two questions. The first one, what was that that program with Charles Manson and CBS? What time and when?
That's a mini series. I think it's next weekend.
Helter Skelter.
Helter Skelter.
Okay, and it's going to be next weekend?
Yeah, you know, there's a thing called TV Guide. What else can we do for you?
Okay, that guy, that Weird Al guy, that guy's a moron. Forget about it. He's a freaking loser. The other guy that called up, his little sidekick there, his little freak, too.
Yeah. All right, thank you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Sir, I don't want to get your hopes up.
I got passes for you, Maya, the Never Never Land. I'm taking the both of you with me.
All right, we're not going to give away a prize today for the phone scan.
Very good.
We'll give away double prizes tomorrow.
Good luck with the impression that he was hoping the Charles Manson movie would be like a how-to course.
Who knows?
Buzz, what?
I just wanted to wish him luck with that improv class.
Hey, good morning, kids. Here's the word of the day from Captain Donnie. The word is bidet.
Lovely. I love it. You know, I see a future for you in that radio.
Wait till you read this article. I'll bring it in tomorrow, this radio article.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
they're boating.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
There's Buzz.
That's me. He made it up.
Oh, and Buzz, what is your lead story tonight on the news in the comments?
Today, now that he's knocked down a couple of tall ones, Bin Laden's family plans to erect the world's tallest building.
That'll be quite an erection.
Stay tuned. News and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
We apologize in advance for Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Greg Wright, I'm Reno. The Buzz. KBZZ, noon to four, that's our time. Salt Lake, Big 700, KALL. One from 1 to 5 every day at Salt Lake. Ocean City, Maryland. I love Ocean City. I love 96 Rock. One from 3 to 7. Buffalo, 92.9 WBUF. And Dallas, where we're on in the middle of the night.
Yeah, 2, right?
Midnight.
Midnight to whatever.
Midnight to whenever they run out. Live 105.3. Buzz News now. Buzz brought to you by Smoke Break. Hey, smokers, break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break, the revolutionary tablet. Thank you, Robbie. For smokers, here. Get it now. Get it now at fine retail. Watch, he's going to call the name of his gay lover here. Watch. Oh.
John!
There it comes.
Yeah.
John.
Incredible!
There,
John. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Not only has Osama bin Laden still not been captured, his family is hoping to put up the world's tallest building. Ironic, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
The family business is on the short list.
Ironic, isn't it?
Actually, so.
Hey.
The family business is on the short list of contractors bidding for the job. The building would be nearly a half mile tall and would be erected on the world's biggest man-made island.
That's quite an erection.
Arab nation of Dubai. As people prepare for the Memorial Day break and the summer vacations that follow, the price of gasoline's nearly cracked $2 a gallon now. It's gone up more than a dime in the last 2 weeks. That's the biggest jump since last year at this time. And the new record high national average price today is $1.96 a gallon.
Those wacky fossil fuels.
Yeah.
They make good watches, though. They really fossil yeah. watches. And Buzz, I know we're past the thing about Osama bin Laden. Or who are you talking about?
Osama bin Laden.
I get them all mixed up.
I know.
Anyway, you know, I want to take a brief second every day. I don't want to force my political agenda on people. Mm-hmm. God knows I yell at Mike for doing it, and I apologize, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I got 5 seconds. If you want equal time, go ahead. Save the day. Get us the hell out of Iraq! All I want to say.
Well said. Very good.
Feel strongly about it. Would you like 5 seconds?
Only need 5 seconds when I'm going to disagree with you.
Go.
I disagree with you about a lot of things today, but that is not one of them.
Man, we never had our debate about,
Olive Osment.
we got 30
seconds.
And Alan King.
Right?
Who is more important? Because they're both dead.
Who will be missed more?
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Gave them.
For Olive Osmond,
just Don Geronimo.
Okay, Olive Osmond. Listen, she squeezed out Donnie, Marie, Jay, Merrill, Little Jimmy, One Bad Apple, Don't Spoil the Whole Bunch Girl, might I also mention, the Donnie and Marie TV show, might I also mention, Soldier of Love, might I also mention, Marie's Dolls on QVC, might I also mention, the new Pyramid Show with the Osmonds.
Yeah.
And don't forget, the deaf Osmond that we never talk about, whose name I forgot, who's not allowed to be in the group.
His name is Verl.
What's his name?
Verl.
Verl.
Hey.
Bro.
Osmond.
Hi, anyway, that's why I think that the Osmond's mom was more important than Alan King. Now with the opposing view, here's Mike on Alan King.
Oh, I'm Mike, and this is my tribute to Alan King. Olive Osmond was all of those things, you know, when you talk about somebody's mother, but she wasn't the person performing. Alan King was the person who, I believe, set the stand-up comedy record on the Ed Sullivan Show. And I call it Ed Sullivan because I think it should be called Ed Sullivan. Yes, it was years ago, but I believe he blazed the trail for comedians and made some very good movies late in his career. And how can you ignore father of Larry, Carol, and Don?
You know that's not true.
I've set my piece.
I'm the winner. She's more important.
The Osmond's mother. Congratulations on your victory.
I'll say this. Alan King had better fake teeth.
Yes.
And I can't say that for
Well, you don't even know what Olive's teeth look like.
Well,
right.
God knows she probably didn't even have any left at the end there.
Yeah.
Right, just all gummy and stuff.
But please, again, my congratulations. Yeah.
And my condolences.
Well, damn, to you both.
We lost
another defeat.
My condolences
we lost to you both.
Two great ones this week.
I know how we do.
Two great ones. Who's the trifecta?
And both of them kingmakers. It's not like Nancy Reagan to buck the conservatives, but she's butting heads with the president and others on the issue of stem cell research. The Pope and many conservatives are against that science because it uses tissue from human embryos.
And it requires deep thought and heavy, serious thinking that some people have difficulty handling. In their tiny little microscopic brains.
Scientists believe that this research will lead to cures for a wide range of diseases, including Alzheimer's, which is suffered by Nancy Reagan's husband.
Hey, listen, with all due respect, a little late for that case, okay? Can I tell you something?
I think
that,
she knows.
You know, that plane has flown. They could come out with the miracle pill today.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you give them 100 of them, it still wouldn't help them.
Unfortunately, you're probably right.
At least they named an airport after him.
Yeah, amen. So there's that. The 5-day-old fertilized eggs are capable of becoming virtually any kind of human cell to replace burned skin,
blood. Let's worry about the people with Alzheimer's like Frasier's dad.
Uh-huh. There you go.
You mean on the show?
Yeah. And I watched Frasier on, was it Letterman? Frasier.
Oh.
You know, bye-bye. Get off TV, please. You want to talk about a load?
We mentioned before, he's shopping this show now to CBS because he wants to make it Frasier 3 where he starts over in a new city.
Uh-huh.
And tomorrow, is it tomorrow or Wednesday night, the last night of Frasier?
Tomorrow, I think.
Sometime this week. Anyway, they have the hour before, like they did with the Friends, the Dateline exclusive.
Right.
I've seen the commercial where it goes, Katie Couric's exclusive final conversation with Kelsey Grammer. Here's my question. Who were the other reporters that were standing outside screaming that they had to have an hour with Kelsey Grammer?
Yeah, exactly. Kelsey Grammer is the classic example of an actor who was on a funny show for a lot of years, but he is not a comedian, and he's not a funny guy.
And he thinks he's Jack Benny.
Oh, my God. And he is just, I mean, bring something to the set. You know, when you see some of these comedians that come on, even a guy as big as Tom Hanks comes on and has a little prepared something.
Right.
He had nothing.
Please.
Oh, my God. I was sitting there going, my God, this is the worst I've ever seen.
That's like us saying, today, a Don and Mike exclusive interview with Tom Gavin. Oh, and last night, Tom Gavin is maybe, I'm sorry, Buzz, it's total sphere of consciousness, but it's important. If you were watching the Survivor 10 o'clock hour, the live part.
Yes, which I was.
When Rupert got announced to his fans, when he stood up and roared like Tom Gavin, I'm telling you, it was just, Rupert just stood up and they said, Rupert, what do you have to say? And he just went, the same way that Tom the Monster does?
And that's why he'll win the $1 million.
Oh, absolutely.
I hope he does. I like the guy.
And last thing about Frasier, if there is a Frasier 3, it will either be set, it won't be in Seattle, it won't be in Boston, it will either be in Sacramento or in Haiti.
Oh, I hope Haiti.
Me too.
Yeah, too. Well, you love those warm locations.
Uh-huh.
Out on the campaign trail, John Kerry's gotten a glimpse of what it's like to be Ben Affleck. As Affleck was chatting with Kerry's daughter at a fundraiser here in Washington, a slightly drunk middle-aged woman stopped by to say to Ben, "You are effing gorgeous," and then she flashed him a view of her breasts.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Yeah. A fresh survey says one
Oh,
dear.
Good heavens, no.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
A fresh survey says one out of four of us forgot it even was Mother's Day yesterday.
Buzz, we had this, and we found that the guy, his name was Steve. He's now in the book.
Right.
But he's the guy. He didn't call his mom yesterday. No. We talked to him.
Well, he's one of many, but one out of four of us, apparently. A San Diego marketing company says it was surprised at the results, quoting a suit there, not something we expected to see. According Steve Cizeni of Baltimore, "My mother called me on Mother's Day and said, 'I never received your card.' And I said, 'What card?' The marketing company says the people who remembered spent an average of just under $100 on Mom this year."
And some more.
It could have been worse.
Some a lot more. How you doing?
Hi, everybody.
You might remember when my wife, Frida, was on the phone earlier today. She was bestowing me with praise, not that I don't deserve it for being a great guy and remembering Mother's Day, but you might remember the first thing she said, "Oh, you made Mother's Day so wonderful. You gave me a very nice present."
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't the fact that my son showed up. And
sounded like you, I mean, in her way, sounded like you hit a little home run there.
Yeah. Well, sure.
Yeah.
I know.
It's a win for you.
Starts with Neiman, ends with Marcus. You know, really doesn't matter. Go in, you know, you go into that store, you might as well just throw your money in the air.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever catches it, just give me some overpriced piece of crap. Like, give me one of those Fabergé eggs. That's not the biggest faggot gift in the world. I'm looking at those things, and then I didn't get this from over. I'm walking around looking at this, and what is the fascination with these Fabergé eggs? I've seen them, and I look at them, and I'm talking to the lady in the store. I go, "How much?" They got like six little ones in a box.
And you can't even cook them.
They look like little bathroom soaps, right?
Yeah, right.
So I'm looking at this thing, and I go, "How much?" She says, "For the set?" "Yeah, for the like six. How much for the set?"
"It's like $4,000." Like,
"Insane. Oh, my God."
So, you know, what do ladies do with these? "Oh, they're very popular." I say, "Yeah, but what do ladies do with them?" Because to me, they look like the eggs that you would get at Easter when you were a kid, and you would crack it open, and it would be like pinata stuff on my
prizes.
The candy and stuff.
Not fair.
Fabergé egg, please.
And if you just tuned in, I purchased my mother a television set
and a Japanese hibachi chef.
Ah, for her personal use.
Whatever makes her happy.
Absolutely.
I got my wife a bracelet.
There are expensive bracelet.
Well,
Did you have to host a party for it or anything? Or?
I did not.
Oh,
no,
good
no,
for you.
Thank you for remembering, Buzz. No, and it wasn't that expensive. But, you know, I know what she likes.
Right.
Got it. Boom. Excellent. And I'll tell you one other great thing about a holiday like Mother's Day.
What's that?
Is that it's the one holiday, at least with Frida, that I don't have to go in and put a lot of thought into the card. I can go in and buy. I didn't even look really at, you know, most times I really try to look at the cards.
Mm-hmm.
But for Mother's Day, Saturday morning, I'm at Safeway. Shout out to my man AJ, who works at Safeway, and his son works for CBS News and is over in Iraq now. You'll see him on the evening news. And I mentioned it a couple weeks on the show, and AJ said, when I was in there, a lot of people said, "Hey, you know, we're thinking about your son. Your son's in our prayers." Anyway, I'm in there on Saturday morning doing some grocery shopping, and I just saw one of the goofy ones. Like, I didn't even read it. It's something like, it's cartoon, you know, "You're the best wife because, you know, and mother," and I open it up, and all it is, it's two bears, and it's got like a spring thing, and a big heart comes out, and I just, it went, fine, you know, whatever. And there was a guy standing looking at all of them, and I said, "Hey, it's Mother's Day, is my understanding. You know, they're happy just to get a card."
And Rob's to his wife, do you know that one was?
What?
Lots of hugs.
lots of
hugs around. I want to wrap my arms around your unyielding shoulders.
That's nice. But I'm telling you, it's the one time, you know, like on Valentine's Day, I can't do that. I can't just walk in and pick up a card and
she really has to think that I've looked for and I'm trying to find something that conveys a message.
There were a lot of people at the CVS when I was getting my Mom's Day card that were, you know, mouths agape, pawing through the
night. That's how it was at Safeway. I'm telling you, I just went in, scooped in, found one, made sure that the envelope was the same because that's a pisser too.
Yeah.
You go to get a card, you think you got the right envelope, you get home and somebody's pulled that little trick where they bought another card and
they bogart a card that's usually too small for your card, but it's too big for their card.
And they love that.
Morons.
Because there's extra room there.
And, of course, it's a terrible feeling because you're standing there at the card thing the night before and you want to say to all those people, why are you all here at the last minute? But you're really speaking to yourself.
You're one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was a crowd scene. At the card, like 7 o'clock Saturday morning.
Every
I'm there.
Year.
As soon as the store opens, all the guys like me with baseball hats, nobody showered. Everybody just got sweats on. Yeah. Just guys just standing there going, we need card.
Labor of love, damn it.
Well, there are worse things than being forgotten on Mother's Day or being Olive Osmond and being dead. An Australian man has been arrested for kissing, rather, killing his mom on Mother's Day.
Make up your mind, Buzz. Is it killing or kissing?
He killed her. Police say he used a pitchfork on the 62-year-old mama.
I'm going to go over here right now. There's my mother. She's very dangerous. Look what I do with this pitchfork, mate.
They're still investigating.
Oh.
In England...
She's a real ripper. There we go. This won't hurt a bit. It seems like she's lost consciousness, but she can still fight.
She's there.
Oh, dear. Now you've angered her cat. In England, the problem...
Actually, I think...
That's the mom.
It's an alligator.
Is that the death rattle?
It always sounds like a tiger.
Powerful lady.
We've used it as a crocodile.
Mm.
We've used it as a jaguar, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The label says... Alligator. Ask for it by name.
Who knows?
Not to be confused with... There you go. That's bite.
Thank you.
In England, the problem is too many mothers who are too young to be mothers. So a study by the government there is recommending that kids be taught about a method of lovemaking that does not involve intercourse.
That would be one involving...
there's several.
Digits? Hands?
All of these are possibilities. They have one particular one in mind, but they're actually teaching all of the alternatives to intercourse.
Is it,
I think you know.
Yeah, it's one of the things we can't talk about.
Yeah,
anymore,
we can't go down that road.
We call it the special favor.
Get it?
I think we can say that.
Get that?
The study found that students under the age of 16 who were taught to consider other forms of intimacy...
What?
...were significantly...
I don't follow. What? What?
Let me explain it to you.
W-H-A. What? Dot, dot, dot? I don't understand, Buzz.
Kids who avoided intercourse in favor of other stuff were significantly less likely to have actual intercourse. The program teaches British teens about stopping points to keep intimacy from going too far. The program was tried in over 100 schools throughout England and Wales, and it reportedly reduced teen intercourse by 20%.
You're not talking about petting.
I guess it would be heavy petting. I don't know where you draw the line. I don't know what the stopping point is.
Whenever I hear those statistics, Buzz, uh-huh. I wonder... Who's doing the research? Are they relying on the kids to tell the truth?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they are.
And Buzz, I know what you're talking about. I'm trying to get you to say it because we're not allowed to say it
exactly.
Anymore. I'm just trying to.
That's where you won't trip me up.
Most of those statistics are actually gathered by radio hosts from Radio Disney.
Buzz, I love your oral report.
Thank you.
We have to break. Hold on. Were you done with that?
Yes, I was.
I thought you were. What's next?
Up next, how to avoid having a second or third child. Don't do housework.
Don't do housework.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I'll explain.
Really? Well, you know, in my case, that's...
I got hiccups.
That's work for me. She doesn't do housework. We only have one.
Mm-hmm.
Just work at my house.
You got two.
Yeah.
Well, we'll figure out what your next step is, neighbor.
Thanks,
neighbor. As soon as I move
I'll
in.
I'll explain it.
We'll be right back with more fun.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, I sure picked a bad time.
Stop it.
To be in love.
Stop it, stop it.
They bring you very best wishes. And may Happity and Happy Hawks be with you forever.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right.
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 Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. If you don't want to father a second child or a third or a fourth, don't do housework. A new study says 81% of American homes in which the husband does at least half the housework will have a second child or more.
I got a hiccup.
The study from Brown University says the odds of having a second baby drop to 55% when the wife does most of the housework.
Huh.
The study says...
What if she hires, I believe they're legal aliens.
Right.
But not illegal, but what if she hires, and I don't mean like extraterrestrials, I mean like...
I understand exactly what you mean, and I'm interested in that question.
What if the woman has hired other people to do the domestic chores?
See, that would have squirreled the study, so they didn't involve people.
Then it's not a good study.
The study says the fact that both men and women hold jobs has a lot to do with their findings.
However, I do nothing around the house, and we only had one kid.
Right. There you go.
I didn't do a lot, and I don't have a wife anymore.
And I, of course, am barren.
Here we go.
And that is our sad tale, ladies and gentlemen.
No, hold on. Rob's wife has, her shoulders are what on it?
Unyielding, Don.
Unyielding.
You're strong from years of housework. You'd be very proud to have an able woman like my wife.
We're not, you know, he won't give us the real quote.
Way to sell it.
But that's okay.
No, he won't.
You got to respect that.
I do. I do.
I just want to tell you, the real quote was good.
400 is a pretty good turnout for a town of 2,600 people, especially since the 400 people were gay or supporters of gay rights.
Hello, gorgeous.
It was, after all, Gay Day in Rhea County. They descended like locusts from the small town of Dayton Saturday, Dayton, Tennessee, to protest the town's new law against homosexuality. Perhaps you've heard of it.
That's all that counts, for God's sakes.
400 demonstrators and 100 cops to protect the town and the demonstrators. The law bans gays from the town and makes them subject to arrest for crimes against nature. On Friday, there was a demonstration.
Where do I sign up?
Oh, Dayton, Tennessee. They'll welcome you with open arms.
Flabbergast.
Heterosexual open arms. On Friday, there was a demonstration against homosexuality, which included preaching on the lawn of the same courthouse where John Scopes stood trial for teaching evolution.
Whatever.
You ever wonder where they get those off-brand videotapes they sell at the dollar store? Cheryl Reeves thinks she knows after spending $2 to get the Maxonic Gold high-grade VHS tape. She'd been to a Family Dollar store in Cedar Lake, Indiana. Later, she unwrapped the tape and popped it into the machine, and suddenly something very surprising appeared.
What was it, Buzz?
On her TV.
What was it?
Hardcore pornography.
Hello. Well.
Quoting Ms. Reeves, we couldn't believe what we were seeing.
Is for everybody, okay. Not just for
okay, thank you, BD Singers.
The family, that jingle went through my head all weekend.
Yes.
Think it was God talking to you?
No.
Oh, man, I miss the old days when you say something like that, Buzz.
You should see your
catchy. Yeah, went right through your head.
BD is for everybody.
I love a good jingle.
Do you like it more than the Lowe's jingle?
Oh, it's a close second at this point.
All right, let's go into the Buzz history file. Oh, do you still have the cart?
I think I do.
Do you have the tape?
I'll look.
It's up there on top of your machine. You're a pack rat. You got it. You got it.
You know, their Lowe's theaters are celebrating their 100th anniversary.
Come on, Buzz. Sing the song for us.
Free admission to guys.
Come on, do it.
We'll sing along with it, right?
Yeah, I'll try.
Here you go, Buzz. Buzz loves this jingle. I'm not kidding.
The sucker will fire. No, naturally. These cart machines haven't been used in 100 years.
Naturally.
Will you run it over here, Robbie?
What?
The cartridge?
Isn't it harder to watch?
Rob. Yeah, it is funner to watch Buzz try to get it going.
Coming to Lowe's, sit back and relax, enjoy the show.
That was worth it.
And how about the quality on that cartridge?
Yeah.
Another one of those... Start you coming to love.
Yeah, there was no pornography on it, though.
Just like in the theater. Anyway, the Family Dollar Store.
I love it when you sing that song.
Says it's taking the tapes off the shelves. The people who make Maxonic tapes aren't answering their telephone.
Maxonic.
In sports, the woman who was hit with a bat while dressed as a sausage at a Brewers game last year is retiring.
There it is.
Pirates.
Mandy Block was whacked by Pittsburgh Pirates first baseman Randall Simon last July. She's quitting hot dog uniform. She'll be studying psychology now.
And you whacked the sausage.
Mike Tyson is now officially a registered sex offender in Arizona. He did 3 years in Indiana on a rape conviction. He registered in Phoenix Friday.
I hated that time when I was in jail. I didn't like it at all.
Didn't like it?
Why?
No, I can't say it anymore.
You got to come up with something else now.
Yeah. You guys, Duke. Thank you. Thank you, Commission.
His registering as a sex offender is required by law in Arizona. And what's the best prize for a Florida baseball team to give away? A free funeral, of course. The Daytona Cubs of the Class A Florida State League are giving a funeral to whoever writes the best two-page essay. And they've gotten over 1,000 entries so far.
Remember, Buzz, you can't spell funeral without fun. Yeah. F-U-N.
I had two cars.
Two?
Yeah, but I wrecked them. Thank you.
Finally, as we've said repeatedly, as we've said several times, the flashers are out, but some flashers are flashier than others. In Amsterdam, police got a call about a fat man dressed in women's clothing with a cucumber in his mouth exposing himself.
Michael Soares.
Hi. How you doing?
You're not going to believe this.
Meet my other friend. Meet my other fat cucumber friend.
The man who phoned in the complaint told police he couldn't give any more details because his kids were with him in the car.
Yee. Hey, kids, listen to Radio Disney. Come here.
Michael Soares.
Who wants a cucumber sandwich?
Woohoo.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Sorry,
go. Yep. Oh, that's it. Gotta go. Tomorrow, you know we're following up on tomorrow. Remember the guy with the House of Wax, that awful country music wax
museum?
Yeah,
he's a pretty cool guy.
That he had on eBay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he sold it.
Ah, okay.
We'll have him on tomorrow for the follow-up and lots more. We'll see you then. Good day to you, sir.
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 Barney.
I'll see you at the block party.
Okay.
Hugs and kisses.
Eat a lot.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.